following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. For a program record fifth consecutive season, the Clay County Bulldogs find themselves as one of the eight teams in the eastern half of the single-A bracket, vying for an opportunity to advance on to the quarterfinals. As of tonight, 16 teams remain in each of Tennessee's six classifications of public school football, but in just a few short hours, that number will be cut in half. Head coach Bruce Lamb and his 7-4 team seek to join last year's squad and the 1985 Dogs to become only the third version of the black and gold to win a second-round game. To accomplish that goal, the Clay Canyons have made what has become a familiar trek. For the third time in 5 years, the 2.5-hour, 130-mile southward commute along State Highways 111 and 127 has brought them within spitting distance of the Alabama state line to a small town on the banks of the Tennessee River called South Pittsburgh. It's here that the hometown Pirates have waged war on opponents and captured six state titles. After being eliminated last year by the Gordonsville Tigers, head coach Wes Stone and his team vowed to return stronger in 2023, and they sail into tonight's matchup with an unblemished 11-0 record. Past accomplishments and undefeated records don't mean a thing, though, when this 32-minute fracas of second-round action kicks off, because as the Dogs and the Pirates meet for the eighth time, it's all about right here, right now, in this moment, with the winners going on and the losers going home.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Coming up during the Carquest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome into the Carquest pregame show in 2023's 12th overall and second postseason broadcast of Bulldog football. For the sixth time this year, we are on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll take care of the play-by-play, and I'm ecstatic about Clay County's opportunity tonight to advance even deeper in these 2023 playoffs. I'm sad to say that our producer, John Weaver, won't be joining me tonight. I certainly do want to thank him, though, for the excellent job he's done this season of stepping in and filling the void when longtime producer Rob Edwards stepped down after calling the opening game of the year at York. I am proud to say, though, that I'm being joined here by a man who's set to call his 84th broadcast of Bulldog football right here, Mr. Thomas Weaver.
Well, that's a big number, Daniel, and you've got the same amount of those, I think.
One behind. 83.
All right. Beat you at something, finally.
Had that great trip last year with my wife and daughter, and missed that one.
Gotcha.
But that's a bunch of them.
It is. On the road again, Daniel, had a pretty good trip down, talked about it, and then we're back here in what has become a familiar place every other year, it seems, here in South Pittsburgh. One of the state's most iconic venues in Class A football, for sure.
Oh, no doubt. With the exodus of Travisdale County from single A ranks, South Pitt the most traditional single A program in the state of Tennessee, certainly in the eastern half of the state. And you won't find a better facility and venue than right here at Vic Router Field at Bean Stadium.
Yeah, really nice place. And, you know, you mentioned it already, Daniel. Clay County's got a big opportunity tonight in front of them, a chance to make their third ever quarterfinal appearance with a win. But there's an impressive team standing in their way, Daniel. The Pirates are 11-0. They've got not one but two Mr. Football semifinalists and the top-ranked team in the state. But as they say, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah, and that's what they are, and that's okay. You know, last year we were kind of eyeing a potential matchup with them, and Gordonsville came down here and eliminated them in the second round in this game last year right here in South Pittsburgh. So it can be done.
It sure can. And there's one team that always ranks number one with us, and they're the very best in our eyes, Daniel, and that's our long list of loyal sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on board, 83 games ago, and here for the 84th tonight, and just great support from this community, from all the businesses and folks. We hope you'll go and let them know how much you appreciate them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here we are 7 years in. We had some nice comments from some listeners earlier today, and none of that happens. Those people don't get to enjoy hearing the broadcast. We don't get to go do them without those great sponsors.
And we also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of it, and we want to encourage folks to pick up a paper next week to follow up this broadcast. Up next, we'll talk about what was in the paper this week in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's first-round playoff win. Coming up next, after these words from our sponsors, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hall of Horizon. That headline read, Dogs head to South Pitt for the second round Friday night. Clay advances with a 38-19 win over Sail Creek. And the story talked about how, for the fifth straight year, the Clay County Bulldogs will play in the TSSAA's version of the Sweet 16 when they take the field here at South Pittsburgh Friday night in the second round of the Class A football playoffs. Clay County advanced to face the AP number one ranked Pirates by using a late game surge to eliminate Sail Creek in the postseason's opening round last week, where the Dogs pounced the Panthers with three scores in the fourth quarter to survive and advance with a 38-19 victory. I thought the effort was awesome, and I thought we focused a lot more in the second half, came out, and did what we needed to do, Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb said in the article. That's a testament to these kids. They have that will to win. And, Daniel, that effort and will was obvious in this one, as your summary is going to show.
It does, Thomas, after trailing on two occasions in the first half, only leading 18-13 in intermission and clinging to that same five-point advantage heading into the final frame. Clay County scored 20 unanswered points to put the game away. Junior quarterback Nate Adams first threw a pair of touchdowns, an 8-yarder to his classmate and cousin Lance Merchant, and a 5-yarder to his sophomore brother Nolan Adams, before senior tailback Leighton Brown scored on an 8-yard run, and sophomore Reese Adams added an extra point to put the Dogs in control with the scoreboard reading 38-18. Sail Creek did answer Brown's touchdown with one of their own with 2:31 to play to account for the foul margin, but Clay County's final period push had already sealed the Panthers' fate. Nate Adams, who threw for over 250 yards in the contest to break his own single-season Bulldog record from his freshman campaign, also pitched touchdown passes to both Reese and Owen Adams in the first half. Reese's score was the first of the ball game and came from 20 yards out to allow the Dogs to go ahead 6-0 midway through the opening quarter. Sail Creek claimed their initial lead of 7-6 shortly after when a Panther turned a Clay County incomplete backwards pass into a scoop and score and added an extra point. The Dogs reclaimed a 12-7 advantage on their ensuing possession when junior tailback Aiden Soto, who rushed for over 100 yards in the contest, capped a sustained drive with a 4-yard rushing touchdown. The Panthers then provided another answer on their next advance to go back ahead 13-12 early in the second stanza before Clay County took the lead for good. Following back-to-back Soto runs of 14 and 15 yards, advancing the ball into Sail Creek territory, Nate Adams hit Nolan Adams for his first half touchdown, which was a 46-yarder the younger Adams hauled in underneath the Sail Creek coverage and used his elusiveness to weave in and out of the Panther defenders en route to the end zone. Following his brother's highlight, Nate then picked up a Sail Creek pass to end their threat before the break and sent Clay County into halftime ahead 18-13. Both defenses then dominated a scoreless third quarter, featuring three punts and a turnover on downs, before the Dog attack unleashed the fourth quarter assault, sending them on to the second round with that final score of Clay County 38, Sail Creek 19.
Big win for the Dogs, where they racked up a total of 449 yards on 61 offensive plays, including 36 rushes for 190 yards and two touchdowns, and 259 passing yards and four touchdowns. Nate Adams accounted for all the passing yardage by completing 15 of 25 for four TDs. Catches were made by Reese Adams, who had 3 for 72 yards and a touchdown, senior Weston Burble, 5 for 69 yards, Nolan Adams, 4 for 62 yards, Soto, 3 for 48, and Burchett, 1 for 8 yards and a touchdown. Soto was the leading rusher with 17 carries for 106 yards and a touchdown, while Brown had 10 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. Nolan Adams, 2 carries for 9 yards, Nate Adams, 6 for 6, and sophomore Waylon Cherry, 1 carry for 3 yards. Reese Adams led the way defensively with 7 tackles. Soto and senior Parker Smith each had 5 in a TFL, and juniors Nate Mayberry and Warren Smith had 3 apiece. Junior Hayden Adams recorded 2 stops, while Nate and Nolan Adams and seniors Austin Anderson and Hayden McGee all had 1 each. Of course, Nate Adams had an interception in that game too, folks. Next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game here at South Pittsburgh in your Dale Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Pirates in the Sweet 16 on the Horizon Sports Network.
Around. Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have now made the Tita West away playoffs for 7 consecutive seasons and have 26 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 16-25, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 1 year ago, where they finished as the runner-up. The South Pittsburgh Pirates have made trips to the postseason for 23 consecutive seasons and 41 times overall. South Pitt's furthest advancement is the Class A title game, which they've played in 13 times. 6 of those 13 games have resulted in Pirates state championships, those coming in 1969, 94, 99, 2007, 2010, and most recently in 2021. The Pirates have a playoff record of 92 wins to 34 losses. The Bulldogs and South Pitt are meeting for the 8th time this season. The teams met regular season play in 1983 with Salina winning 26-0. Then in 1984, when the Dogs lost 7-20. The following year, 1985, they met in the state semifinal where the Pirates won 35-0. Since then, playoff games have taken place in 2008, 2014, 19, and 21. All of those wins going to South Pittsburgh, giving the Dawgs a 1-6 record in this series. Due to the limited number of games that they met, Thomas, we just have four different areas. Well, we have a leader. I'll just let you share all of them.
Well, your passing yardage leader came back in 2014 in a close one here on Vic Grider Field, where Clay County just fell short of knocking off the Pirates. And that's because Josh Endicott threw for 154 yards in that contest. Your sack leader, 1983, the only time we downed the Pirates, Joel Watson had three sacks in that game. And then your interception leader in 1984, unfortunately a loss, but Kevin Watson, the Hall of Famer, had two interceptions against South Pittsburgh. And then the longest kickoff return touchdown, you mentioned this one earlier, Daniel, 2008, an 85-yarder from T.J. Key.
Boy, I'd like to have an explosive like that tonight to get things going.
Yes, sir.
That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After word from our sponsors, we will return with their second round history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live from South Pittsburgh on the CarQuest pregame show, continuing About a Bulldog History. Last week we talked about the Dawgs' first round history. Tonight we'll discuss the program's second round playoff history. That began back in 1985, a home game in the second round that year. The Dawgs advanced after knocking off Friendship Christian in the opening round. This time, they got to host Franklin Road Academy. First ever meeting, if I'm not mistaken, between the programs at that time in 1985. We've got an article from the Tennessean that talks about the big Bulldog win. Thomas, I'm going to let you share that to us.
Yeah, one of the most historic wins in program history. You have to consider it that way. FRA falls to Salina by 27-18. Sensational Jimmy Hull returned the second half opening kickoff for 89 yards and a touchdown here last night, rallying Salina to a 27-18 win over Franklin Road Academy in the Class A state playoffs. Salina, now 10-2, had trailed the Nashville visitors 18-6 at halftime, but Hull's explosion turned momentum, and the hosts scored all three of the game's second half touchdowns. Hull scored on a touchdown on a 9-yard run later in the third period, and William Markham returned a pass interception 55 yards for another score. The Markham interception came in the last seconds of the game and ended FRA attempts to pull the game out of the fire. Franklin Road, ending its season with a 10-2 record, had taken the lead on the first half touchdowns by Shane George and Todd Cato. So you see the Tennessean telling it from the side of Franklin Road Academy, of course, but that was all about Salina that night.
It was. You know, that game leading up to it, that week kind of built his country versus city, I think is what the FRA head coach had told his guys. And, you know, the country won that one, 27-18, that huge win. Of course, the Dogs in 85 go on the road during the third round and have a big win against Knox County. We'll talk about that more hopefully next week, preparing for a Dog third-round game. The next time that you see Coach Richardson's team, Coach Russell Richardson back there in the 80s, 1987, he led his team to the second round. They had an opening round win against Watertown there, 27-6. A good team in 87. It's not one that maybe you hear a ton about the 85 team. You hear a lot about the 89 and 90 teams. This 87 team, really strong. Sophomore quarterback Stephen Arms, of course, leading the charge offensively for the Dogs there. Another meeting with the FRA. Bit of a confusion on the newspaper article about where it was at. This was another game that was hosted at Salina. Thomas, as you read the article, it's going to say visitor Salina like it was in FRA. It was not. It was in Clay County at the Old Field. A tough 6-10 loss for the Dogs. I'll let you read that summary.
All right. The header says Franklin Road 10, Salina 6. Franklin Road Academy won a defensive battle from visiting Salina last night. Of course, we know it was in Salina. Moving into next week's TSSAA Class A quarterfinals. FRA led 10-0 at halftime and held on for the victory, which pushes the Rebels' record to 11-1. Matt Woodard hit Todd Glisson on a 6-yard scoring pass in the first period for a 7-0 Rebels lead. And then David Haar, who had booted the first conversion, made a 20-yard field goal in the second period. That was all the scoring, but not all the drama. Salina scored in the third period on a 24-yard pass from Stephen Arms to John Carlisle, but FRA blocked the conversion kick and started a string of great FRA defensive moves. The Rebels held off Salina at the 4-yard line in the third quarter and at the 2-yard line with a 1:04 left in the game. A fourth down pass, falling incomplete in the FRA end zone. Tough one, Daniel.
Yeah, and another one written, of course, by those Nashville Riders in favor of the
no
Rebels
doubt.
There.
But that's hard to read.
Yeah, it is. And the hard part there, you know, two goal-to-go situations that could have put the Dogs in front, but just not able to come up with it. Of course, Franklin Road, we know how strong they became building up to that 91 state title they had, and they were starting to do it in the late 80s there. FRA, after they beat the Dogs there, went on the road and lost to Greenback in the next round. So you have to jump ahead 2 years again to 1989 before you see the Dogs in the second round. This was when Jason Narhead Hamilton, Stephen Arms, and Bobby Tupi-Kerr would have been seniors. Fall of 89, another game in Salina at the Old Field. And coming to town was Donaldson Christian Academy. Of course, the Dogs, he got there after a big win against Trousdale County during the opening round, 27-20. And it was all about Lorenzo Edwards and what he did there. Thomas, another article. You don't have to go through it all if you don't want to, but might want to share the start of it at least.
Lorenzo Edwards scored 3 touchdowns and rushed for 161 yards as Donaldson Christian Academy battered Salina 42-16 to advance to the Class A state playoff quarterfinals. Of course, the headline says Edwards has 3 TDs and runs for 161 yards. Chuck Reznor also had a pair of touchdowns and punt returns of 27 and 28 yards for Donaldson Christian. For Clay County, Jason Hamilton scored both Salina touchdowns, one on a 5-yard run in the second quarter and the other an 11-yard run in the third. Salina finished the season at 10-2, Daniel, 1989. What a great record that was. I actually remember that game, too. It was all the buildup about Scooter Edwards at the time.
He certainly was an outstanding player, as evidenced there. Of course, DCA, after that game, they went ahead and rolled all the way to the state title game in 89, where they lost to Hollow Rock Brewston. But a strong DCA team. Very next year, again, Dogs in the second round of the playoffs. A familiar foe by this point in time, Franklin Road Academy. This time around, not in Salina, down in Nashville, up on the hill at Franklin Road. And the dogs, you know, folks in Salina were talking state title. We were 11-0 at that time. We've talked about this season a lot. You were in eighth grade, probably went to all those games. I know you were at that game. Just a huge atmosphere leading up to it, wasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, Clay County, Salina gets behind the Bulldogs no matter where they are. But when you're on that kind of a high, Clay County inundated Franklin Road that night. Just a great crowd and, honestly, a great ball game.
Yeah, it was. It was a close one. You know, the headline in the Tennessee the next morning said Warner's Dash Ice's victory for FRA 21-13. And it goes on to say that Franklin Road Academy's Jeff Warner was a time bomb just waiting to go off. And for the Rebels, he exploded at just the right time, propelling them to a 21-13 win over a pesky Salina team in the second round of the playoffs. With the Rebels hanging on to a precarious 14-7 lead late in the fourth quarter, so this was a one-score game deep into this contest. That's when Warner ripped around the left end and romped 62 yards on a 3rd-and-8 play. Dogs might have been expecting pass even on 3rd-and-8 against a private school. It was just a play designed to eat up some clock, the Rebels said, but it did a lot more than that. It went ahead and put them over the top, 21-13 to that win. Here's the bad thing about it that left a bad taste in people's mouth. With the win in the second round, Franklin Road avenged an early season loss at the hands of Salina. The Dogs had won 20-7 in the second week of the season. Second round of the playoffs, it was the Rebels' turn.
Yeah, and, you know, that's tough to do, beat a team twice in a season. We do know that. Big win to beat FRA in the regular season. Just couldn't quite pull it off right there as Clay County or Salina finished 11-1.
Yeah. Yeah. 1991, the very next year, your freshman year in high school, Thomas, another second-round appearance. Guess who? FRA. FRA was at full strength in the fall of 91. They ended up going on to the state title game and winning after a one-sided contest against the Dogs, 43-6, the final in that one. And just looking at it, you know, they had their way even in the state title game over Peabody, 27-8. So they did a lot of people that way that year, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. And that's one I don't remember a whole lot about and really don't want to think about.
So after 91, you have to jump all the way to 1997 before the Dogs make a second-round appearance again. And similar result, though. Earned the ride after beating Friendship Christian in the opening round to go to Trousdale County. Of course, in 97, I was a sophomore playing on that team. I've said many times I thought that was the best high school football team I'd seen, Trousdale, that is. They beat us 41-12 here. It says on the bracket, I thought it was 41-7, but who knows, maybe I don't remember things too well either, but it was all jaggage. They march on to a 15-0 season. After 97, Thomas, it's an 18-year span. No, I'm sorry, a 22-year span before we return. 2019, pretty recent history. We actually dug up an article that you had written about this. Just a quick little blurb from it. I'd love to share that. It talks about the Dogs coming down here to South Pittsburgh in 2019. This was when those super seniors that graduated last year and led us to a state runner-up, they were freshmen on that 2019 squad. Your headline read, Dogs' historic season ends in the second round at South Pitt. Clay County High School's football season came to a swift end here last Friday night as the Bulldogs were blitzed 57-13 by top-ranked South Pittsburgh. But the 2019 Black and Gold squad left their mark on history. Not only did the Dogs become the only Clay County High School team to host a postseason game on John Teeples Field, but they also became the first team in 22 years to advance to the second round of the playoffs. And you included a quote from head coach Jake Johnson back in 2019. He says, it was definitely not the end to the season that they wanted. However, looking back on it, it was a big success. To have an outright winning season, to host a playoff game in your town, on your field, and win during that playoff game, it was a good year. And you know what, looking back, he was absolutely right.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the team that kind of got all this started, that led to this last year's 2022 state runner-up, and just kind of bring him back, Salina Clay County football, Daniel. Unfortunately, that's set up just like here tonight. Hopefully, Clay County can come out in a different way, though.
Absolutely. Of course, this is the fifth year in a row we've been in the second round in 2020. Had a tough matchup on Turney Ford Field at Gordonsville. We won't talk a lot about these more recent games. 21-14, the final in an absolute battle down there. 2021, a trip here to South Pittsburgh. 45-7, the final in that one, with the Pirates winning and going on to claim their most recent state title. And then, of course, last year, one that we remember well and very fondly, on John Peoples Field, Whipple drives up from the Sequatchie Valley, and the Dogs proceed to put a whooping on them, 46-6.
Yeah, that's one of the ones you want to remember, and hopefully tonight's going to be one to remember, too, here at South Pittsburgh. You know, this is every other year we've been in this same situation, Daniel, 19, 21, and now 23.
Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the second-round history of the Dogs. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County, traveling to South Pittsburgh for the second round of the playoffs, where the 7-4 Dogs look to advance to the state quarterfinals for only the third time in program history, with a win over the 11-0 Pirates. I'm here with Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb for this Sweet 16 postseason edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, this one makes a dozen. Appreciate you having us over again today.
Absolutely. Love it, Coach. Love it, Thomas. I appreciate you, man.
And this one is special, Coach, you know, because a lot of teams don't make it to this point, do they?
No, sir. And, you know, the farther you go, the less teams are there, and it doesn't happen very often. And, you know, very proud of what these guys have done this year and to get to this point. And you know, we're going to try to keep moving forward.
And you got here with a gutty effort last week at home against a South Creek Panther team. It was no slouch. They played pretty well, didn't they, Coach?
Yeah, they're a good football team. A lot better than what they were last year. I think they were 7-3 coming in here. First time in school history they won more than five games. And, you know, Coach Fitzgerald, I've coached against him since I think the first year I was ever head coach at White County in early, late 1990s, and he was at Ray County. And they're big, physical, and that's the way he plays. And they were a tough match for us.
But your team stepped up when they had to, you know, after trailing early a couple of times, holding a slim lead throughout the third quarter. What a fourth quarter surge your dogs had. What was that a product of, Coach?
You know, just the kids just refocusing, doing what they're taught, and finishing. You know, finishing what we should, you know, we had a couple drives in the third quarter that we didn't finish. And, you know, a little frustration with those kids, but, you know, I think that they refocused on what they were doing and just, you know, relied on their techniques and finished what we needed to do.
Yeah, that first half was kind of back and forth. But, you know, in my opinion, we really had control of that ball game. Just like you say, didn't put them away.
Right, right. I don't think – never in time did I feel like they were better than us, I guess you would say, especially through the game. And I always knew that we were going to come back and do something. And, you know, our kids responded when they needed to and got the job done.
And for the second week in a row, multiple guys found the end zone. Reese Adams, Nolan Adams, Aiden Soto, and Leighton Brown. Has there been an emphasis on getting everybody involved lately, or has that just been kind of a matter of circumstance, Coach?
That's probably a matter of circumstance. You know, I don't. You know, we don't try to focus on just one person. You know, we just try to find the open receiver, and Nate's done a good job of that and got better at each game. And, you know, as you look at his stats continue to increase each week. And, you know, that's a credit to him and credit to the other receivers for not giving up on it. Because a lot of times you can think the ball is going somewhere else and give up on the play, but our kids haven't.
And defensively, that unit was solid too, held the Panthers to right around 100 yards. How impressed were you or your team to hold a rushing attack like that to those numbers?
And that's one thing we had talked about all week. We challenged them. You know, because when we played Red Bull and the big quarterback, you know, he powered through us. The same thing at Trousdale. Then the week before at Gordonsville, you know, they wanted to line up and run over us. And, you know, we challenged them all week. We told them what they were going to get. And I'll tell you what, they responded. You know, they took it to heart, and they came out and played really well.
And it all resulted in earning the right to face a perennial power in South Pittsburgh tonight, the AP number one all-year coach, an opportunity to try to beat the best, so to speak. What's been your message to your team this week in preparation for this one?
Well, it's tough. You know, they're a really good football team. I think they got six or seven seniors that wasn't on the roster last year. you know, I think our kids are they're ready for it. I think they're ready on Saturday to go play these guys. I mean, you're going to have to play the best sometime. So, you know, let's do it right now and see what we can do. And, you know, the biggest thing is not to be intimidated. A lot of schools come in there and they're intimidated by the whole atmosphere and everything about South Pittsburgh, the legacy and all that. But I don't think we're going to be that way. You know, we've talked about that all week, and I think our kids are ready to go and play.
You mentioned the players and the hype around this Pirate team has kind of been validated with not one but two players being named Mr. Football semifinalist coach. How good are they?
They're good. They're really good. I think they could be number one in a couple other classes too, and not just single A. You know, they've got a lot of speed, got a lot of athletes, and it's just not one position; it's every position. They've got kids that can score from anywhere, multiple kids. You know, we're going to have to go out and you know, the thing we want to do is make them huddle up. And it's going to be a tough challenge. But as we've talked about since day one, it's, you know, it's not going to be easy, but it'll be worth it. So, you know, we're going to do what we can, and we'll see what happens.
So how do you slow down a team like that, Coach? You said make them huddle up. What's
the point? We just try to keep everything in front of us. Nothing get behind us. You know, we swarm to the ball. The defense, you know, we don't need just one person one-on-one tackling. We need everybody there. And I think our kids are capable of doing that, and I think that they want to do that, and I think they're going to fight for each other tonight. And I'm pretty excited about it.
You told me for the newspaper you're excited about the opportunity and you thought your team was too. You kind of touched on it, but how important is that attitude heading into this one, Coach?
Well, if you don't believe, it ain't going to happen. You know, and I think our kids do believe. And, you know, we set out the first year as if most things is it's not a dream, it's a plan, and this is part of the plan. We knew we had to want to play Southfield. We knew that one round or another, second or third round, you know, we get them second round, and you know, we got to go do what we do. Can't be scared, can't be intimidated. We just got to go play football.
And same situation a couple years ago here, 2021, and that one didn't go so well down in South Pittsburgh. I know you weren't here the year before you came, but some of your guys were on that field that night in 2021. Did that help or hurt at all?
You know, I think it's going to help a little about going and seeing the atmosphere and seeing the stadium. You know, I just hope they don't have a good memory of it. You know, I hope they go out there and do what they're supposed to do. And you know, they were sophomores or freshmen at that time. And so, you know, that's not nowhere near what we were back then, as in not the same team. And I think our kids are better than that. I mean, I watched the film. That's one of the first films I watched when I was getting ready to come down here. And we were a lot better than that. I think that, you know, the score, a lot better than what the score showed. You know, I think there was a little the interception, and I'm kind of going into detail here, but the interception kind of just broke the backs and their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, South Pitt's good; they're going to make plays, and we can't just because they make a play doesn't mean we give up. We got to keep playing, and I think it's a different team and a different attitude, and we'll see that tonight.
We've covered about all of it, Coach, but break it down for us one more time. What does your team have to do to beat the Panthers tonight and survive in advance?
Well, you know what? Defensively, we got to make them huddle up. No big plays and, you know, and cut down those big plays. That's how they kill everybody with the big plays. I think they scored 528 points and gave up 48, you know. So that's very impressive. But, you know, the big plays are the key, and make them huddle up, make them, you know, they'll make mistakes if you keep making them huddle up. Offensively, you know, we got to do what we do, and we got to control the ball. And, you know, first downs are big in this game. As long as they don't have the ball, they can't score. So, you know, we're going to try to do that and just try to limit their touches. And you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm excited. I think our kids are ready. And, you know, we'll go out and do the best we can.
Sounds good, Coach. As always, thanks for taking the time, and I hope to be right back here with you next week getting ready for another.
That sounds great to me, Thomas.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Becker and I on the Carquest pregame show from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, in front of this second-round game, and they're about to play the national anthem, so we'll go back to break. We'll be right back for how they fare.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling building projects of any size.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live one more time on the Carson West pregame show. A national anthem's just been played here at Bean Stadium. It's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Well, the brother's not here tonight, so I guess I'll lead us through this segment, Daniel. And, you know, only 7 out of 10 of Clay County's opponents made it to the playoffs this year, and only 3 are playing tonight. You know who they are?
Well, we talked about this earlier. I would have had to guess. Obviously, York Institute and the Gordonsville Tigers. Had to thank them in another, the Monroe County Falcons.
You're exactly right. Week 1 opponent, York Institute. They're in the first round of the playoffs. They defeated Eagleton 61-7 to move to 11-0 on the season. They're setting going to play in Jamestown tonight against Region Foe Oneida, who's 8-3 after a 17-0 win over Happy Valley last week.
Yeah, in large part, this week is the first round of the playoffs. With all these classifications, we've got now a lot of first-round blowouts just like that York game.
Week 2 opponent, Westmoreland. They were defeated by Marion County last Friday night by a score of 21-7, ending their season at 5-6. Pretty good showing by the Eagles against the Warriors, I think.
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Strong team. Of course, one of the teams that beat the Dawgs.
And just down the road, they'll be facing East Robertson here tonight, of course, in a game I think we're going to pick later on.
Yep.
Then we skip to week 4. Our opponent there was Monterey. Like Westmoreland, Monterey was eliminated in the first round by Fayetteville, 39-14. They finished their season at 5-6.
Yeah, I think Fayetteville and Smith County maybe going to get it on tonight over there. Fayetteville, a strong team for so many years in single A, moving up to double A, kind of a rough start of the year, but they're still playing.
Then we go to week 6 opponent, Monroe County, Kentucky. We already mentioned them. The Falcons beat Shawnee 49-8 last week in the KHSAA playoffs to improve to 6-5, and they'll take on Lexington Christian tonight in the second round.
That's a beatdown for them over Shawnee. Interesting to see how deep the Falcons will go. We knew they weren't a bad team when they came to Salina at John Tables Field for homecoming. Perhaps they've improved gradually since then and maybe playing good football.
I think they may be. Our week 7 opponent, Joe Burns. These South Pittsburgh Pirates bounced Joe Burns from the playoffs with a 63-0 shutout of the Red Devils here on this very field we're looking at. And they finished their campaign at 1-10.
Yeah, rough year for the Red Devils. Once again, some good players on that team, and definitely their first year without longtime head coach Tom Atkins, not the greatest of outings for the Red Devils.
Week 9 opponent, Red Bowling Springs. They remain winless in postseason play as Whitwell took out the Red Dogs 55-12 to end their season at 5-6, Daniel.
It's 28-0 at one point in the first quarter of that one. Just an onslaught by Whitwell.
And then, of course, our Week 11 opponent, Gordonsville. The Tigers improved to 7-4 by surviving and advancing with a 13-12 victory over Chattanooga Prep on Turkey Ford Field. They host Whitwell tonight, who's 8-3. Where the winner will face the winner of tonight's game to be played out in front of us.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. We're going to pick that one, and it's going to be a tough game at Turney Ford Field.
Well, that wrapped up the schedule. Again, only 3 teams playing tonight that were on Clay County's schedule. It's time for Coach's Big Kahuna Pick'em Challenge, Daniel. Current standings have little brother John in the lead at 41-18. You're a close second at 38-21. I'm 36-23, and Coach is 33-26. So it may be a two-man race at this point.
Well, it could be, but y'all still vying for that third place. Of course, Coach Edwards is the big storyline there. He's a 5-time consecutive Big Kahuna champion. Certainly been removed from the producer's chair this year has affected his picking.
I think you're exactly right. First game he gives us tonight, the Maribel Rebels, 7-4. At 11-0, Bradley Central, Daniel.
Yeah, Bradley Central ranked the number one team in the state, depending on what you're looking at, all classifications. But Maryville, very strange for them to lose four games in 1 year. I don't think they lose one tonight. I think they go on the road to Bradley Central. They are an underdog, but I'll take the Maryville Rebels in that one. Of course, John took Bradley Central. Coach Edwards took Maryville as well. What about you?
I think I'll go with little brother John, the undefeated home team in that one. Second game, the Macon County Tigers, who are 10-1, at Red Bank, who are 8-3.
Another here where the road team, the Tigers, are favored by about 4 points. But I think this magic season for Coach Shoulders ends tonight in the Chattanooga area. I'm going to take Red Bank. Coach Edwards likes Red Bank as well. John took Macon County. What about you?
I think I'm with you guys. I'll go Red Bank at home. A lot of playoff experience there. Macon County doesn't have a whole lot.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Game three, the one we talked about earlier, just down the road from us in Jasper, East Robertson at 10-1, traveling to Marion County at 11-0. What a contest this is expected to be. We see Coach Edwards taking the visiting East Robertson Indians, and John is going with the home team in Marion County. Daniel, what are you going to do?
This one here was a tough one for me. I like Marion County, but looking at the ratings that I look at, East Robb actually a touchdown favor in this one. It's a road game for the Indians, but I like East Robb.
Well, I think I'm with you on this one. East Robb, to me, has probably played the tougher schedule. We saw Westmoreland go down there and give the Warriors all they wanted last week, really, in a close game. So East Robertson's who I'm going with, too.
Coach Edwards shows them as well.
Fourth game, we're going to pick Bledsoe County at 9-2, travel way up northeast to Hampton at 9-2.
I'm going to take Bledsoe. They're favored in that one. I like them on the road.
I think I'm with you. Bledsoe's kind of been one of those teams that's battled all year long. I don't know a whole lot about Hampton. They are the home team up there, so I'm with Bledsoe County too, Daniel. And the picks there also going with Bledsoe is Coach Edwards and then John out on a limb again with the home team, Hampton. And then our Class A game, we're going to pick Whitwell at 8-3 at Gordonsville. 7-4, Daniel. We see both, let's see, Coach Evers going with Gordonsville, and little brother John has Whitwell on the road.
Whitwell's 3-point favors in this game over the Tigers. However, I've seen the magic that Turney Ford Field can produce for Gordonsville, and I like the Big Blue to roll on to the third round.
I think I'm going to go against you this time. We'll take the Whitwell Tigers, 8-3. You know, they played the South Pittsburgh Pirates, and I think they're going to knock off Gordonsville tonight. So that's our last game. Daniel, this has been How They Fare, brought to you by Farm Bureau. And as Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We're about 4:43 away from kickoff. We'll go to a short break.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, getting close to kickoff here in South Pittsburgh. That means it's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Kick it off with Coach Maynard in the offense.
Well, I think Clay County needs to put together drives in this one, Daniel. Like Coach Lamb said, when you think about trying to do that a lot of time, you think about the run game. But I think it can be done with a pass game, too. You know, with Nate Adams, these Clay County receivers, a quick passing game can be just as effective as running the football to pick up 4 or 5 yards at a time and can keep a sustained drive going. So if you add in the run game of Aiden Soto and Nate Adams, I think it could go a long way to try to win time of possession and keep the ball out of South Pittsburgh's hands.
Sounds good. What about Coach Dickerson's defense?
Well, tackling is huge tonight. You know, when they have the opportunity, Clay County has to get these Pirates on the ground, because if you miss a tackle, they're going to make you pay, Daniel. Also, this Dawg defense, they got to have a short-term memory. Realize they're not going to keep South Pittsburgh from scoring points. Keep their heads up when they do and try to stay in the fight.
What about an overall key for Coach Lamb and this Bulldog team to get the win?
Well, that's a lot of what Coach Lamb was saying in the interview. You have to come in here believing they belong. Instead of being in awe of this atmosphere here at South Pitt, relish the opportunity to get to play in a game like this. As competitors, this is what you want. You want to play on big stages against the best, Daniel, and you know, you got to play clean also. So clean, inspired football is a recipe for success here. And I think this Clay County team's up for the challenge tonight, Daniel. Coach Lamb said he was excited. His team's excited. And I'm excited, too. It's the playoffs. It doesn't get any better than this. And I can't wait to witness this one, Daniel.
There you go, folks. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver. Brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. South Pittsburgh, we just saw, will be receiving the kick to start the game. We'll go ahead now and run right into the Cumberland Exteriors weather report as we turn our eyes to the South Pittsburgh skies. It is a beautiful November night here, Friday night, very mild temps, upper 50s to start the game. It'll be in the low 50s by the end of the game. Mid-range humidity levels here in Marion County. A little bit of precipitation fell this morning. None is falling now, and none is expected throughout this contest. This has been the weather report brought to you by Kerman Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word, where usually John gives us his last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. He's done a good job all year. I'll take care of those duties tonight. Thomas, the word for tonight, you mentioned it during your keys to the game. Believe. Believe that you can come here to South Pittsburgh and walk off the field a winner. Believe that you can be the first team from Salina to ever come down here and take care of business since 1983. You've got to have amnesia about them giving up 4 points a game this season and scoring 48. None of that matters. You've got to believe you can do it. That's the word for tonight. That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Almost time for football here in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Second round action fixing to get underway. Clay County going to be kicking here to start the contest. We'll give you these State Farm starting lineups defensively as soon as senior Logan Jennings puts his foot to it and gets underway. Clay County, the visiting team tonight, they wear their white travel jerseys, white pants, black helmets with that gold CC on the side. South Pittsburgh, of course, the home team. Black helmets, black jerseys, black pants, gold trimmings on them. That big gold power P on the side of the Pirates' helmets. South Pitt will be moving right to left from our vantage point during the first half of play. Onside kick to start at South Pitt. Cleanly covers. So the Pirates take over with excellent field position here. And we'll bring in the State Farm starting defensive lineup, brought to us by local agent Andrew Long. Nose guard Hayden Adams, tackles Nate Mayberry, Parker Smith. Inside backers Worm Smith and Reese Adams. Outside backers Austin Anderson and Nathan Soto. Cornerbacks Nate Adams and Lance Burgett. The safeties Weston Birdwell and Owen Adams. That's been the State Farm starting defensive lineup, brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Pirates with it. 11:58 on this first quarter clock, 0-0, of course, the score. First play from scrimmage coming for the hometown Pirates from the Clay County 49-yard line. First and 10, man in motion right to left, fake jet sweep, gives the counter play to the tailback, a huge hole off right side. He could go the distance on the first play. It's a foot race, and it is going to be a score. The ball carrier, Jamichael Buckner, a sophomore, 5'10", 170 pounds, and what a burst of speed. And Thomas, what's more impressive, great blocking up front for the Pirates. That thing opened up.
Yeah, just totally washed out the Clay County defensive front right there. Got them hooked on the edge. And Daniel, Buckner untouched to the house.
Alex Phillips on, the sophomore place kicker. They had the point after. Officials blow it in. Snap, set, kicks away. The kick is good. Pirates 7, Bulldogs 9. 11:47 mark, first quarter.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save, but the best choice is Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, second round Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports, South Pittsburgh with Dirty Score. Pooch kicked, open things up, filled it to the 30, short return. Going to set Clay County up somewhere around their own 33-yard line. South Pitt already with this 7-9 lead, Tom.
Yeah, just, a great execution. South Pitt showing the speed on the first offensive play of the game to put Clay County behind 7-0. You know, the Bulldogs just got to settle in right here, trying to put a drive together and respond early on, Daniel, to stay in this ball game.
Dogs take over from their own 33-yard line, 11:41 mark, first quarter. That makes it a 67-yard field in front of this Nate Adams-led offense. The junior, 1,998 passing yards on the season. Needs two for 2,000. Play action pass, first play of the game, quick release, couple west of Burble, Burble with it to the 45, that's a nice start. First down and more for the senior, sure-handed wide out there.
Yeah, and I think that's what Clay County can do, those possession-type receive catches and throws from Nate Adams. As long as the Bulldog offensive line can keep Nate Adams free with a short passing game, Clay County can kind of click it off, and it's a first down.
Got to keep an eye on the 6'6" defensive end on the other side. Ball advanced up to the Clay County 48-yard line after a pickup of 15. Second play now, get to Soto. Nice surge ahead. Braden Soto gets up to the 50-yard line and just across it. Soto running hard on that first carry. Moves it to the Pirate 49-yard line, where it's going to be 2nd and 7. 10:52 and ticking. First quarter. Dogs going to take their time, work the clock. Try to put together a methodical drive to go down and score here. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Soto at the left tip of Adams in the gun. 2nd and 7 play. Nate rolls left, flips the hips, looks downfield, releases now. Going to be just short. Penalty flag down.
Well, good job right there by Nate Adams and a great job by the Clay County offensive line. He had plenty of time, just good coverage down the field, Daniel. Adams doing his part by throwing that one away.
Waiting to see what this call is. Ineligible receiver downfield, one of the Clay County offensive linemen. Getting a little too far downfield, something we've not had called all year against us. And sometimes you get into these things, Thomas, you get a set of officials that you've not had all year, and you've got to adjust to how they call the game. 5-yard penalty backs it up to the Clay County 47-yard line, back on the wrong side of midfield, 2nd and 11.
Still 2nd down, okay.
Yeah, 2nd and 11. Replay it. Soto hit, brought down. Tackle for a loss made by one of the Pirates' talented inside linebackers, Logan Hargis, 6'1", 175-pound senior.
Yeah, just a leak in that Clay County offensive line that time. We talked about these linebackers coming in, Daniel. They've got some good ones.
Yeah. Ball has been retreated to the Pirate 44, actually to the Bulldog 44, 3rd and 14.
Now, this is where you got to be careful here, Daniel. You know, you're midfield, just something underneath is what I like to see.
Pirates rushing 3, like passes away, nearly picked. It was a good ball, but it was, how do you say Kelly's first name?
Ray Cash.
Ray Cash Kelly. who almost intercepted it. Good ball, but Nate is targeting his brother Nolan, but Kelly coming in breaking it up.
Yeah, that's just the speed of these Pirates, Daniel. You know, when a receiver looks open, sometimes he's not as open as you think when you've got the speed in the defensive backfield like South Pittsburgh has.
Yeah, the windows become a little tighter when you're playing the Pirates. Nate Adams to punt here. Puts his foot to it. Gets off a high spiraling kick. Going to be fielded by a Pirate at the 25. It's Kelly with it. Ray Cash Kelly puts on a move. Still on his feet. Running down the far sideline now. 40, 45. Finally hit. Soto making the stop for the Dogs on the punt coverage. So the Pirates will take over for their second offensive possession. The Dogs were able to muster one first down there on the 15-yard pass hookup. After that, a three and out.
Yeah, and it's kind of a result of the penalty, Daniel. You know, it set them, got them behind the sticks and then allowed South Pittsburgh to kind of tee off on that third down play, second and third down play, really, and forced the punt.
Pirates taking over from their own 41. Kelly had stepped out of bounds prior to the mark. Pirates play it with three wide outs to the left and a 59-yard field in front of them, an empty backfield. Quarterback Wellington in the gun by himself. Quarterback keeper off right side, gets to the line of scrimmage and more before he's brought down after a gain of about six. Two different Dogs converge to bring down Camden Wellington, the senior quarterback.
Yeah, I think you see the senior Parker Smith, that left defensive tackle, Daniel, getting his first stop of the night. We talked about how well he played in the opening round. Tonight's when we got to have Smith and Adams and Mayberry and that defensive front win.
Advances from the 41 to the 47, a gain of six, makes it second and four. Two wideouts to either side, a tailback at the left hip of Wellington in the gun. Now the players look to the sideline for the offensive call from head coach Wes Stone. And now turn their attention back to the field and the football. Hand off to the tailback in the backfield. Going to be brought down for a loss of one. And leading the charge for the Dogs on that play, none other than Reese Adams, the sophomore inside linebacker.
Yeah, I think you see Coach Dickerson bringing a little heat right there with the linebackers. You saw Adams and others, and just a great stop for Clay County. Could have been a loss,
Daniel. Loss of one. Loss of one makes it third and five. Big play here. Get this Pirate offense off the field and get the ball back in the black and gold's hands. 8:15 and ticking first quarter. Third and five play. South Pitt leads 7-9. Two wide to the right, two wide to the left, tight end somewhere in the mix. Quarterback keeper off left side for Wellington. Actually, it's not Wellington on the carry. Yeah, it was, too. Tackle made by Soto. Good enough for the first, though.
Yeah, not a bad job by Clay County there. You know, if you can tackle Wellington and get him to the ground, Daniel, I know it was on third down and it was a pickup of a first down by the Pirates, but that's what you got to do. You know, limit the big plays of South Pittsburgh. We saw it on the opening play of this game as Buckner took one to the house from 49 yards out. Now, Clay County's making them work a little bit here.
Ball placed on the near side hash in Clay County territory at the 46-yard line. First and 10 for South Pitt. Fourth play of this Pirate possession coming. 7:35 and ticking on the first quarter clock. Double set, two wide to either side. Running back at the right hip of Wellington in the gun. Calls for the hard snap, then turns to the sideline. Gets the play call. Play clock at five. Wellington lets it tick on down to three. Now snaps. Wellington to throw. Wants a deep one. Throws it down the far side. And intercepted by Nolan Adams. We talked about it coming down here, Thomas. We knew that the Dogs would come up with some picks, and there's the first one from the sophomore, Nolan Adams.
Yeah, and if Clay County can match South Pittsburgh anywhere, it's with their defensive backs. We see Nate and Nolan Adams with multiple picks already this season, and just huge for Clay County to get South Pitt off the field offensively and the ball back, even though they're deep in their own territory.
Now you've got to chew time, hopefully get some points. Clay County takes over, as you mentioned, Thomas, deep in their own territory at the 13-yard line, an 87-yard field in front of this football. South Pittsburgh defensively one of the best in the state. They pitched six shutouts this year. They only allow 4.4 points a game. 48 total points this season allowed by the Pirate defense. Give the Soto on the counter. Has room on the left side. Tries to get north and south. Here Soto goes. 9 yards on the pickup, maybe 10. What about the burst? What about the blocking?
Yeah, this is a great job to kind of string it out there, Clay County getting away. And what about the lateral speed and movement of Aiden Soto as he moves the sticks, Daniel? Anytime you can get the corner on the speed of South Pittsburgh, you're doing something, and Aiden Soto just did it.
Soto with an 11-yard gain up to the Clay County 24-yard line, where it's first and 10 Dogs. Clock ticking at the 6:40 mark. One wide to the left, two to the right. Reese Adams plays tight end left. Soto at the right hip and Nate in the gun. Ball on the far side hash away from us. Dogs drive left to right. Hand off to Soto. Makes one man miss, makes two. And here he goes again. Lowers the shoulder and picks up 4 to 5 yards before he's drug out of bounds. And I like the look of this drive.
Yeah, it's just the read option look right there as Nate is kind of looking at the defensive end, barreling down on him, making the decision there. Not sure he made the right one that time. Soto made that defensive end miss and got the corner.
Ball up to the Clay County 28-yard line. Gain of 5 for Soto, making it 2nd and 5. 3 wide to the right, tight end left for the Dogs. Nate in the gun, play action pass, rolls to the right under pressure, pulls up, releases downfield, a little high for Weston Merville. Pass incomplete. 3rd and 5 coming here. So the way you ran the ball on the prior couple plays, you can keep it on the ground here. It does not have to be a definite pass. Matter of fact, last time we were in 3rd down, it was 3rd and long. Pirates rushed 3, dropped 8. Run could be good here.
Yeah, I think they're definitely playing coverage against Clay County, and, you know, depending on those linebackers to make the play here. Big 3rd down for Clay County. Try to keep this drive going, and we see trips to the near sideline.
Wing back to the left, now in motion. That's Reese Adams. Option play right side. Pitch to Soto. He has it. Going to be brought down, though, in the open field. That's just a good tackle by the Pirates. However, forward progress, Thomas, is going to give him not enough. It's going to be a gain of a 1 to 2. Where did we say it originated?
The 29, so 2.
Pick up a 2 now at the 31, 4th and 3. I looked at the wrong line for a minute, and I thought Soto he got enough forward progress to move the sticks. My eyes were lying to me, though.
Yeah, like a play call there. You know, you had the option of either Nate Adams keeping the quarterback keeper or pitching to Soto. Just great defense, like you said, by South Pittsburgh.
Nate Adams to punt. 2nd attempt of the night. High snap. Nate gets it away. Low line drive, spiraling kick, hits and takes the Bulldog. Bounce, it's touched by a Pirate. And now another Pirate with it. He's going to be immediately brought down. A near turnover opportunity there. How great would that have been?
Yeah, just what we needed is the senior Andrew Smith covers up and makes that tackle, Daniel.
South Pitt taking over for their 3rd possession of this 1st quarter. 4:49 mark. Pirates do lead 7-0. They scored a 49-yard touchdown on the first play of the game. Since then, Clay County has done a decent job with them. Intercepted them the last time they had the football. 1st and 10 Pirates from their own 47-yard line. Wellington in the gun. 2 wide to the side. Quick screen thrown to the left. Noah Adams comes up. Open field tackle missed by Nate Adams. Receiver is Kelly. He's down the sideline. Finally wrestled out by Soto. That's where South Pitt really gets you. Open field. We had the Adams brothers, our 2 best open field athletes, and Kelly able to make a move and get some yardage.
Yeah, you can just see the talent and escapability of the Pirates on the outside, Daniel, as they get the ball in space, and that's what you get, a 1st down.
They flip it on to the Clay County side of the field at the 40, 1st and 10. 2 wideouts either way. Buckner, the tailback at the left hip of Wellington, who's in the gun. All skill players looking to this Pirate sideline for the play call. They turn back to the football, prepare to snap. Quarterback keeper right up the gut. Wellington with it. Drags a couple of Dogs before he's finally brought down. One man in particular had him throughout. Had to have help to get him down. Was it Austin Anderson?
Anderson involved and also the senior Parker Smith, Daniel.
Good pickup by Wellington on 1st down. Advances all the way up to the Clay County 32. Gain of 8 makes it 2nd and 2. So Wellington, a skilled runner, kind of a bully there similar to Keaton Arms last year, we would do that at quarterback, just run it right at you. Looks like Wellington pretty capable, too.
Yeah, Wellington, one of two Mr. Football semifinalists that South Pittsburgh has, and he's running the show, the number zero at the point, Daniel.
Timeout going to be taken by head coach Wes Stone. Play clock, we're about to get the Pirates offensively. 3:50 mark, first quarter, South Pitt up 7-9.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented tonight by Clay Power Sports. 3:50 mark, first quarter. South Pitt up 7-9, looking to add another one. Second and two from the Clay County 32. Coming out of this timeout, Wellington with it. Give off the cash jet sweep around right side. He's going to be hit, brought down. Pretty good defense by the Dogs. It is enough to move the sticks, though. Low man on the pile is going to be... I saw Reese Adams roll out of there. Also Hayden Adams and Parker Smith. Of course, all these seniors, Thomas, you know, anytime you get into the playoffs, you could be playing in your last one. And Smith played very well. Of course, last week we named him the TDS top performer.
Yeah, and he's starting off well, too. And we kind of called out this defensive front. And, you know, the last two drives, Clay County's making South Pittsburgh work here. But they do threaten.
Pirates first and 10 from the Clay County 26. Wellington in the gun. Gives off to Buckner. Buckner right up the gut. Could have another score. No, he's brought down. Nolan Adams comes down low. Takes out his legs. Weston Birdwell over the top helping out. Buckner very, very dangerous with the football in his hands.
Yeah, he is. You know, we've talked about the speed of the South Pittsburgh Pirates on the outside, inside, just everywhere. You know, Coach Lamb talked about they had four or five guys that can go the distance at any time, and that's what we're seeing. But, again, you know, Clay County's making South Pittsburgh work for this second score here.
First and goal for South Pitt. Ball position just inside the 10 at the Clay County 9. 2:42 mark, first quarter and ticking. Pirates trying to extend on this 7-9 lead. Two wideouts either way. They take their time. Quarterback keeper off right side is Wellington. He's going to be hit and brought down by Weston Birdwell. Reese Adams coming over the top and helping out too.
A good job by Clay County right there, stringing that one out. They tried to pull one of those big guards there, Daniel, and Wellington basically outrun him to the edge, and then Birdwell coming up to make the stop.
Pick up a 5 up to the 4-yard line. We're at second goal. Sixth play of this Pirate drive coming. And, Thomas, we talked about it on the way down here. Try to eliminate the explosive and make South Pittsburgh drive. Now, they had the explosive score on their first possession. Since then, an interception by Nolan Adams, and now a drive having to come out of the Pirates.
Yeah, South Pitt up 7-0, ticking under 2 minutes here in the first quarter, though.
Pass play set up. Wellington rolls left, nowhere to go. Now under pressure, decides to run. He's going to be in for the score. He was met by a dog. But the stop was not made. I wish that the coverage maybe hadn't been hardly so good, and Wellington would have had to have thrown it. We just had everybody covered, so he ran.
Yeah, and you mentioned it earlier. Really impressed with the physicality and the way he runs in the, from a quarterback position. You've made the comparison to Keaton Arms. Well, he's got Arms' power with a little bit more speed.
Minute 37, mark, first quarter. Extra points up and away. And it is good. South Pittsburgh 14, Clay County 9. Here at 8 in the first.
Wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Back here live, Pirates kicking off. High pooch kick, going to be fielded by Birdville. Weston with it at the 35, comes right, squirts ahead for a yard or two, and brought down. So the Dog offense takes over for the third time here in the first quarter. South Pitt up 14 to none. Minute 31 left in this first quarter of action. Dogs take over, Tom, at their own 38-yard line, 62-yard field in front of them.
Yeah, we talked about it in the break, Daniel. Clay County really needs to get on the board on this drive. South Pitt leads by two scores already here, 1:31 left in the first quarter. Just got to put something together here. We've seen flashes, a couple big pass plays, Soto running the ball decently. We just need to see it continue.
Going for a big one, first and 10. It's away, going to be a little high and out of reach. It was Weston Birdville down the sideline. We saw Waylon Cherry over here singled up with Rick Ash Kelly, and I wondered if we might go that way, try to use the speed of Cherry, but Kelly also pretty speedy himself.
Yeah, I like the call right there. First down, take a shot, Daniel, at this position, and pretty good blocking by the offensive line gave Adams time to turn that one loose down the far sideline.
Well, you get into that, can't go down too much early in this one, so this could be four down territory.
Could be.
Second and 10. Here's the snap. Gives to Soto. Soto with the hole. 40, 45, 50, down to the 45. Aiden Soto playing with some spark here, Thomas. He's running possessed.
Yeah, he came out in this game right there, one-on-one in the hole. Made a move, Daniel, and then got vertical and turned on the burst of speed. You talk about the speed of South Pittsburgh. Aiden Soto's got some, too.
Feeding. First and 10, Clay County, best field position of the night here at the South Pittsburgh 43. Definite four down territory now. South Pitt up 14-9, under 1 minute to play in the first round. Or not the first round, but the first quarter of this second round game. 50 seconds and ticking. Adams in the gun, three wide left. Give to Soto again. Soto off left side, trying to make one by miss. Cannot this time. Penalty marker comes out. Potential hold going to be coming. It looked like big number 30. 6'6", 200-pound sophomore, J.R. Hardrick, was being held.
Yeah, and that's, see South Pittsburgh with the penetration that time, Daniel, and, when they bring in the house, you got to grab something, and that's what we see here on the hole.
A couple of these Pirates, of course, receiving some attention from colleges. I know you have that information. If time allows, we may talk about it later, but anytime you got some D1 talent on the field, Thomas and single-A football, you're going to have a pretty good team. Of course, the Pirates are 11-0 this year.
Yeah, and then they've got the athletes not only on the outside, but like you say, the interior also, Daniel, as Clay County is backed up.
First and 20, Dogs with it on the wrong side of the 50 now, back at their own 47. Swing pass out to Nolan Adams, has it in space, picks up a block from Birdville, reverses field and goes down. Ends up losing a yard at the 46. Sometimes against the speed of the Pirates, you just got to pick a direction and go get as much as you can. That is the last play of this first quarter. Dogs hanging in there, but the Pirates do have a two-possession, 14-point lead. South Pitt 14, Clay County none, it's into one.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs trail the Pirates here in South Pittsburgh 14-0 headed into the second quarter. Here's your Bulldog stats summary, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County, Aiden Soto, the highlight so far, he's got 6 carries for 37 yards for the Dogs. Nate Adams, 2 for 5 for 16 yards in this one. Weston Burwell has 1 catch for 15. Defensively, Clay County's being led by Aiden Soto, Parker Smith, both with 3 stops already tonight. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
That they are. Second and about 21 coming out of the quarter exchange here. Start of the second quarter, 12 minutes on this quarter clock. Dogs have it, as I say, at second round 21 from their own 46. Story of this drive so far, the big holding penalty. They back the Dogs up to first and 20. Nate with it, play action pass, releases deep down the sideline, targeting Lance Burchett, and it's knocked away at the last moment. Burchett had the defender beat. It was knocked away. I think that number 2, A.J. Wallace, a transfer into the Pirates, able to knock it away at the last moment.
Yeah, Burchett had to step. That ball just a little bit underthrown. Nate, a little unsettled in the backfield back there, and didn't get quite what he wanted on that one as Burchett had to step. Almost came back and made the catch too, Daniel. Now, you mentioned the holding call. Negated a great run by Aiden Soto, a 19-yarder to put Clay County in business, at the – in Pirate territory,
yeah.
And then you got the hold.
Yeah, had it first and 10 at the Pirate 43 before the hold. Now we're back on our side of the field. Handed off to Soto again. He runs hard, but little room there. What once was 4-down territory may not be now, even though you're trailing 2 positions in this elimination contest. Ball being spotted at the Clay County 49-yard line after the Soto run. 6th play of this Dog drive, and it looks like Coach Lamb wanting to punt it here. Not because of the field position necessarily,
right,
but because of the down to distance.
Yeah.
Forward's in around 17.
Yeah. You have to with that down to distance just because it, takes away the chances of picking it up.
Nate puts his foot to it. Another good punt by him. His 3rd of the night. Hits it the Pirate 30. Takes a Bulldog bounce, and it'll be downed by Weston Birdwell. So South Pitt takes over for their 4th offensive possession. They have 2 touchdowns so far to show for it. One of the other possessions was intercepted by Nolan Adams. The other 2 ended in Pirate rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, the first one, of course, coming on the first play of the game, a 49-yarder by Buckner. And then the quarterback, Camden Wellington, the Mr. Football semifinalist, punched in the other one from 4 yards out, Daniel, as they lead by 2 scores here.
14-0 that lead. First and 10 from the Pirate 28, a 72-yard field in front of this black and orange-clad offense. Pirates have not really played a very close game all year. One of them, perhaps. Wellington under pressure. Releases deep for Kelly. Kelly with it. This one's going to go for the score. Buckner broke out of the pocket. Looks like he was going to run the quarterback sweep. Nolan Adams comes up to help stop the run. And Kelly gets away from him there. Just a good play by senior quarterback baiting in the defensive backs, making him think that he's going to run the football. And
yeah,
then throws it over the top.
Yeah, great job. And no pressure in Wellington's face, Daniel, is the problem on that one. And Kelly just continues to work on the outside, got behind Nolan Adams on the outside, who was looking to come up to make the stop on the run.
Yeah.
Almost like a double pass, that kind of move. And the Pirates take it to the house to go up by 3 scores early here in the second quarter.
Sideline warning against the Pirates there between the touchdown and the extra point. And for the third time tonight, sophomore kicker Alex Phillips out to try to add the point after. Snap, set, kicks away, and it's another good kick. Pirates 21, Bulldogs none, 10:50 mark, second quarter. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports. Dale Hollow's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Solana Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live to second round action, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Thomas, we knew that this trip and this contest weren't going to be easy right now here early in the second quarter. South Pitt up 21-9.
Yeah, and you know, this is what we expected, the explosiveness of South Pittsburgh. We saw them scoring the opening play of the game. This took one play on that last drive, a big 72-yard touchdown pass to Kelly, and they're up 21-0, Daniel. And, you know, Clay County's just got to stay in the fight. We talked about it coming into this one. This is where you got to dig deep and keep playing, not lay down, or it's going to be 50-0 at halftime if we don't do something.
Nolan Adams picks it up around the 8-yard line. Here he comes, picks up a block or two. They're going to be met by the Pirates and brought down around the Clay County 10. Waiting for the spot here. Looks like he might take over at the 12. We'll call the spot the 12-yard line, Thomas, an 88-yard field in front of this Clay County offense as the Dogs take over for the fourth time.
Yeah, like I said, we've seen some flashes from this Bulldog offense. Aiden Soto running the ball pretty well, big chunk play here and there, a couple completions for Nate Adams, and, you know, just got to get something going here. A near miss to Burchett down the sideline earlier. A positive play will go a long way for the Bulldogs.
I see big number 13, Martavius Collins out there, 6'4", 260-pound senior tight end defensive end who is committed to Auburn University. He's a specimen. Nate Adams with it, first and 10. Give the Soto. Soto under duress from the get-go. Going to be brought down. No fault of Soto's there. He was dealing with two Pirates immediately.
Yeah, that's just the linebackers of South Pittsburgh right there. Saw that play coming from the mesh of Nate Adams, and, you know, I don't think it would matter if he give it or pull it on that one right there.
Loss of one makes it second and 11. South Pittsburgh just running through their schedule. All of them wins, 56-0 over Oliver Springs, 28-14 Franklin County, 67-0 Copper Basin, 29-7 Sequatchie County, 74-0 Lookout Valley, 62-0 North Jackson, Alabama. Nate throws, couple Reese Adams on the tight end screen. Cuts north and south off right side for around 4 to 5 yards and brought down. 62-0 were the Pirates over North Jackson, Alabama. One close game, 18-6 against Middle Tennessee Christian. 41-14 over Chat Prep. 44-0 over Sail Creek, 42-7 over Whipple, and 63-0 over Joe Burns. So really only one close game all year for this Pirate team. Ball spotted now after the Adams-to-Adams hookup at the Clay County 16-yard line.
And third and six here for Clay County. Need to convert.
Nate with it, rolls, double pumps, releases, intercepted. Pirates with it at the 30, 20, 15, 10, walking in for the touchdown. His sophomore defensive back, Caden Pace, who has the pick six to make it 27-9.
Now,
it had been a while since Nate has thrown an interception, had 11 on the season coming into tonight. That makes his 12.
Yeah, it has, Daniel. And that one right there, just, you know, Adams just trying to make a play, scrambling around back there and kind of threw it up for grabs over the middle of the field. And, you know, when you put one in the air like that with the athletes that the Pirates have, they're going to come down with it. And, you know, especially on that far side of the field, took it to the house for the touchdown. And they lead 28-0 with 9:04 left here in the first half. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Second round of the TWSWA Class A playoffs, and the South Pittsburgh Pirates have built a four-possession commanding lead, 28-0. Here at the 9:04 mark of the second quarter, they've done it with good special teams play. They've done it with good defensive play and good offensive as well. Kick is fielded by a dog. Waylon Cherry with it. Pretty good return for Cherry. Picked up 15-20. Just a good straight line run. Advances up to the Clay County 34-yard line where the Dogs will take over for their fifth offensive possession. 8:54 mark of this second quarter as they have a 66-yard field between themselves and the Pirate end zone.
And again, like I said on the last possession, just got to keep playing here, Daniel. Try to get a score on the board, get back within three scores, and have a chance in the second half.
Birdwell, Nolan Adams, and Reese Adams split left. Hand off to Soto. Hit in the backfield and brought down loss of one. Second 11 coming. And it's not, a mass leak up front. It's not like every Pirate's beating every Bulldog. But each play, it seems like at least one Pirate is coming through disrupting some of this stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's just one guy making a play, Daniel, to get penetration against Clay County and sure tackles is what you're seeing, too. Aiden Soto not really able to break the tackles of the Pirates like he has in the past against other teams.
Three wide to the right, one to the left from the 33. Nate with it, steps up in the pocket, dumps it off. Incomplete, targeting Weston Birdwell on the inside dig route. The two couldn't hook up. That makes it third down. Thomas, they did not... Don't look like they took any yardage away on that first down play, so third and 10. Correct it if you want to. So no gain for Soto on first down. And then complete pass on second. Leads it third and 10. Clock is stopped at the 8:08 mark of this second quarter. Dogs break Cuddle. Getting lined up. Play clock at 5. Lance Burgett by himself to the right. Could be going that way. Nolan Adams and Weston Birdwell split left. Play clock expires. Timeout going to be taken by Coach Lamb. We'll take timeout with them. 808 led the play in the first half. Pirates 28, Bulldogs none. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports, 3rd and 10, coming out of this timeout. Nate Adams in the gun, fake to Soto, swings down to Nolan Adams, going with it, 35-40. Going to be brought down, and perhaps shaken up on the play. Nolan Adams taking a pretty good hit from Jamarian Farrier, the senior linebacker. We're going to go to injury timeout. Adams brought down short of the sticks. It'll be fourth down. Trainer's out checking on Nolan. We'll go to break and come right back.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, I'm glad to tell you that Nolan Adams able to leave the field under his own power. Been assisted there by trainer Reagan Lamb. Pretty tough lick. The sophomore wideout took Thomas from senior linebacker Jamarian Farrier. Clean hit. Just a good play by Farrier.
Yeah, it was. As Nolan kind of made a cutback to try to pick up the first down, Daniel. He met Farrier as he did so. Like you say, a clean hit, just a great lick from the South Pittsburgh linebacker right there. He's the other Mr. Football semifinalist for the Pirates. And, you know, it's fourth and two, Daniel, at the 42-yard line. What do you do here?
You're going to go for it here. Going to go. Got to do it. Down by four possessions here in an elimination game. Now or never. Motion from Coleach. Quarterback keeper Nate Adams. Nate going to be met, gobbled up. Nothing there. Just completely swarmed was Nate Adams with about six different Pirates. The lateral speed of the Pirates, just too much to overcome on something like that. More of a leak up front on that one than we had seen before.
Yeah, it was. That play had no chance. As soon as Nate pulled the ball, he had all kinds of black jerseys in his face, Daniel. You know, and now you give South Pittsburgh a short field here. They take over at their own, or the Clay County, 39.
Best field position, starting field position, that is, for the Pirates of the night. Fifth possession for the 11-0 Pirates. They already lead 28-0, 7-19 mark, second quarter, looking to extend, make this a five-possession game. Hand off to Buckner. Buckner going to be hit, brought down. Nate Mayberry making the stop.
Yeah, and that's what you like to see. You know, 28, and you're down 28-0. Mayberry in there still fighting, laying a lick there, holding South Pittsburgh to about a yard and a half, 2 yard gain.
Ball is advanced from the 39 up to, I guess, what we'll call the 37, making it second and eight. Yeah, Mayberry Jr., he's going to be back next year. Of course, a big group of seniors on this Clay County team, 12 of them, I think. Limited, though, as far as starters go, not a ton of them having key feature roles on this team. Quarterback Keeper Wellington off right side has a big hole, makes one man miss, tries to get away from another dog. He's going to be wrestled out of bounds by Nate Mayberry. Another great hustle by him. Or was that Nate Adams who had the tackle?
Mayberry. No, it was Mayberry on the sideline. Adams had a chance, but didn't make the stop out there.
First and 10 for the Pirates after the Buckner run, with the ball sitting on the edge of the red zone at the 20. Chains haven't moved yet. I may be missing something here.
Got a penalty. Okay.
Okay. Sideline warning being called against Clay County. Ball sitting right on the 20-yard line, edge of the red zone. 6:23 mark, second quarter. Pirates trying to extend on this big lead they have. Of course, yeah. The winner of this contest is going to go on and take on the winner of the Gordonsville-Whipple game.
I think Gordonsville with an early lead in that one is what we heard, 14-0 at home on Turning Fourth Field, Daniel.
Wellington in the gun. Farrier at his left hip. Here's the snap. Give to Farrier. He's off right side. Cuts it back inside. Spins and brought down. Again, round five. Worm Smith. Hell, we make the stop, and we've just seen a punch thrown, and we'll see an ejection here coming out of big number 13. Martavius Collins, who hit a Bulldog in the back of the helmet with a closed fist punch.
Yeah, and he was just frustrated as Parker Smith, interior lineman there, and then you did see Collins, 13, actually throw a punch.
Yeah. I'm sure he was provoked by Bulldog, perhaps. I don't know, but you just can't do that.
Yeah, you see Smith, I think, also coming off the field as Roland Holloway takes his place on the defensive line, Daniel. And let's see what the white hat is going to call here as he sorts this one out.
Well, obviously, we've got something coming on Collins. The question is, will Clay County, were they caught for instigating the event?
Yeah, we could see offsetting here, but there's no doubt you're probably going to see an ejection against the Pirates.
Ball's currently sitting after Farrier's run. Gain of six. It's sitting at the 14. Now they pick it up to move it. Watching the wide hat here for his call. They set it back on the 20. Timeout taken by Clay. I never saw the wide hat signal anything. We'll go to break here. Hopefully come back with some knowledge on exactly what's taking place. We do know South Pitt up huge, 28-0, halfway through the second quarter.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live from South Pittsburgh, play has not resumed. We're still in timeout. Each team is huddled up on their sideline. Coach Lamb has just received a penalty for some type of behavior over on the sideline. He already had a sideline warning.
Yeah, I think that's all it is. Just, you know, once you get the second warning, you get the unsportsmanlike call as he was trying to defend his guy, I'd say, coming off the sideline, trying to get a signal or an explanation from the white hat. We haven't seen one yet, Dan.
No, we're still not sure. We think Martavius Collins has been ejected for throwing a punch. We're not sure. We think the player that was hit in the back of the helmet by Collins was Parker Smith. Not sure if there's a penalty against Smith or not.
Well, he immediately came off the field, but that just could have been Lamb pulling him off the field. I'm not real sure, Dan.
It could have been. Officials had moved the football half the distance to go. It was at the 15-yard line. So after the 5-yard carry by Farrier, we called it a 6-yard earlier at the 14. They'd set it at the 15. Now half the distance to go. But that's just four Lambs. Penalty on the sideline. I'm not sure about the players yet.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to see any call, Daniel. I mean, why would they mark off the half the distance without giving any signals at all? I don't think we're going to see any unsportsmanlike nothing for the thrown punch, it doesn't look like to me.
First and goal at the 7-yard line, we know that.
Yeah, no call, no ejection, a blatant thrown punch, and no call.
Well, there still could be ejections. Farrier, or not Farrier, but Collins down here on the sideline with his helmet off, not on the field. I don't know about Smith. Let's see if we can spark Parker Smith for the Dogs here. These Pirates have it first and goal from the Dogs 7. I don't see him on that defensive front.
No, he came out Holloway in.
Penalty markers down as the Pirates run. Good defense here.
Yeah.
Worm Smith and the others up front. Running back had little to no gain. This is going to be an offensive foul, though, against the Pirates.
Yeah, maybe there was just no signal, and maybe it was offsetting penalties because you saw no yardage gained or lost for either team on the frivolous activities that happened anyway.
He must have signaled something. We just missed it. That's the only explanation.
I don't think he did. We were watching the whole time. We were wanting an answer, Daniel, as everyone in the booth was, I think.
After this offensive penalty against the Pirates, still first and goal, but it said now at the Clay County 12-yard line. Roland Holloway in playing that defensive tackle spot, as you talked about earlier, for Smith. I'm thinking Smith and Collins both out. Collins has come out of his shoulder pads.
Yeah, that means he's been disqualified. So, not sure about Smith. Can't see the far sideline.
Quarterback keeper by Wellington. He's going to be hit. Worm Smith again. Worm Smith, during his junior campaign here, has done a nice job of playing inside linebacker for this Clay County defense. We've not called his name often, hardly as much, rather, as his inside linebacker teammate Reese Adams, but Smith on the season right there with him. And 59 stops on the year for Worm Smith, 77 for Reese Adams. So two active inside linebackers.
Yeah, playing really well. And you see Worm Smith kind of getting fiery here as he's made back-to-back stops for Clay County to try to hold the Pirates out of the end zone. Still second and goal, though.
Second goal from the 6 now for the Pirate offense. We're going to go up 35-9. Wellington with it. Quick screen left side. Pass is caught. Ray Cash Kelly with his second receiving touchdown on the night. Kelly, an outstanding wide receiver. I just wonder if he's the younger brother of the graduated DeAndre Kelly from 2 years ago.
I'm not sure if he is or not, Daniel, but I'm sure he's some akin to him, as we've seen him make big plays for the Pirates already in this first half.
Pirates up 34-9. 5:19 mark second quarter. Alex Phillips on for the point after. He's perfect on the night, 4-4 so far.
Yeah, good-looking leg on the kicker, too.
Yeah. Gets another good-looking kick away. And no surprise, it is good. South Pitt, 35, Clay County 9, 5:19 mark second quarter.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live from South Pittsburgh, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports, 35-0 the lead. Clay County has not been treated this way all year, Tom. Even that opener against York.
No, they haven't.
Mishandled kick by Soto, picked up by Worm Smith. Here comes Smith, full head of steam off left side. Nice little return by Worm there off the deflection. Gives Clay County a good start here. So the Dogs, you know, at this point in time, are they going to battle back and win this thing? Well, no, probably not. It's going to take a miracle to do so. But you got a lot of football to play. How much pride do you have? Are you going to go out and strap it up and play the rest of this thing, play for next year, and play for yourselves and for your school? A lot of ball left here. We're only halfway through this second quarter.
Yeah.
5-10 mark, Tom.
Yeah, it's all about pride here. Got a lot of guys playing in their last football game. You know, some of these seniors got to keep playing and keep playing hard.
60-yard field in front of this Clay County offense as they take over from their own 40. Nate Adams in the gun, three wide to the right. Cole Eads and jet motion handoff to Eads on the jet sweep. Turns north and south. Picks up about 4 to 5. Going to be brought down by a Pirate. So Cole Eads. And I think Eads in replacing Nolan Adams. I don't know that Adams has returned to the field since he took the pretty big hit from Farrier. Now, he left the field under his own power. I'm not sure. I don't want to speculate. You assume maybe concussion protocol or something like that.
Yeah, it was just a good hard lick. There wasn't any lower body injury or anything like that involved in it, Daniel. It was a pretty nice game by Eads there. Pick up a 4.
Yes, advances up to the 44. We're at 2nd and 6. Nate in the gun, Soto at the left hip, three wide right, Reese Adams tight end left, fake jet sweep, give the counter, Soto with it, cuts back into the arms of a Pirate defensive tackle, and that is not a forgiving place to be.
No, just, you know, again, good penetration right there inside from that interior line of South Pittsburgh. Maybe a gain of 1 for Soto, it looks like.
A gain of 1. Makes it 3rd and 5. Good spot on the forward progress. Ball sitting at the 45-yard line. 3:50 and ticking, second quarter. Cole Eads and Weston Bird will split left. Lance Burchett split to the right, along with Reese Adams tight end right. Nate and Soto in the backfield. Nate with it, 3rd and 5. Quick release for Lance. Broken up. Good defensive play by Caden Pace. Pace, I believe, the player who had the pick six earlier. And a sophomore, 6 foot, has good length and good speed.
Yeah, just a great break on the ball right there. Just a quick out to the sticks. Adams, pretty good throw, but got the right hand across in front of the receiver and knocked it to the ground, Daniel.
Coach, I am going to punt away here. Give the Pirates a longer field to work with. That's at 4th and 5 from the Clay County 45. Pirates up 35-9.
Yeah, about a little over three minutes left here in the first half. And, again, just playing for pride, this Clay County defense needs to try to hold the Pirates at bay here and get into halftime with the same score.
Another nice punt by Nate Adams. Pirates have it with a 75-yard field in front of them at their own 25-yard line, 3:25 mark of this second quarter. Thomas, how good is this Pirate team? You got to think they're thinking state title. They won it 2 years ago. Of course, last year they were beaten in the second round on this very field by Gordonsville. But this is a different Pirate team. Several new faces on the field for the Pirates this year.
Yeah, there definitely is, Daniel. And, we've seen some pretty good South Pittsburgh teams in our time here. And this is definitely one of them. You know, 2021, we came down here. They've got more athletes than the 2021 team did, I think.
Wellington wants a big one, goes down the sideline, and it's going to be there. I think Ray Cascelli, and he was working against Nate Adams. We know how good a coverage man Nate Adams is, and that was a speed thing. Kelly ended up with about 1 yard separation on Adams. Adams was there. Had the ball not been thrown perfectly, they could have made a play. But a great pass on top of the great route by Camden Wellington put it in a place that only Kelly could get it, and 6 points for the Pirates.
Yeah, and the throw, you can see why he's being considered for Mr. Football, Daniel. You can't throw it any better than that. And he just took the drop and threw it as far as he could, and then you saw Kelly run under it. And that's just speed. That's good on good against Nate Adams, the best cover guy for Clay County. And we see Kelly getting the best of him.
42-0 now the lead. 3:14 left to play in the first half. Pirates 42, Dogs none.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football. Being presented by Clay Power Sports, they presented it all year long for us, Daniel. We're here in South Pittsburgh, and Clay County's kind of getting a lesson on what championship football is supposed to look like as the Pirates lead the Dogs 42-0, 3:14 left here in the first half.
Stout, stout Pirate team here in South Pittsburgh this year. I don't know that they will be challenged even in the state title game.
Yeah, I don't think there's no way they're challenged in the East.
No, I don't see it either. Here's Soto. Nice little return by him. Gets up to the 35. What a bright spot Aiden Soto has been this year. Of course, he transferred in early summer, late spring, and has just been, by all accounts, a fine young man, good student in school, and he's been a great player on the football field for the Dogs. A nice addition to go along with his other teammates.
Yeah, he's a welcome side here in Bulldog Country, and really a bright spot in this game so far for Clay County. We've seen Soto, break a couple that have been negated throughout this one. We've got a Pirate down on the field, Daniel.
Yeah, we'll go to injury timeout. 3:03 mark of this second quarter. South Pitt 42, Clay 9.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, Logan Hargis, the Pirate that was shaken up. Fortunately, he able to leave the field under his own power. Almost looked like a cramp or something, Tom. First and 10, Adams in the gun. Dogs have it at the 35-yard line, 65-yard field in front of them. Nate to throw, rolls right, sets up, releases, going to be intercepted. Once again, Caden Pace. This Pirate team with a lot of talented seniors. Pace, one of those talented sophomores.
Yeah, he is, Daniel. And just another great break on the ball right there. Kind of baited Adams in to make it look like the receiver was open on the outside. Adams let it loose. He closed on the ball, picked it off, toe-tipped his toes on the sidelines to just barely get it in for the interception. And South Pitt is in business again.
13 seniors looking at the roster for these Pirates. Of course, 12 for Clay. Both real good numbers for single-A schools. If you're wondering about South Pittsburgh, overall enrollment, they're smaller than Clay County. As far as total students go, Clay County sits somewhere around 305 to 315 year in, year out, something around there. South Pitt, 240 to 250. Timeout taken by South Pittsburgh. Thomas, let's go ahead and stay on there and take this opportunity to talk a little bit further about Clay Power Sports, who's our presenting sponsor. As you mentioned, they have been all year.
Yeah, Clay Power Sports below the bridge in Salina. We call them your one-stop shop Dale Hollow's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more. And they've got it all in town and really done a good job with that business. You know, if you're looking for a side-by-side, a mower, neighborhood vehicle, boats, or anything, you can get it right here at home at Clay Power Sports. Plus, you know, there's no – it's time to winterize your boats. They got a great service center, big shop down there. They can do it on site, or they can come to the marina if you have a boat in the slip or your houseboat. So go check them out, folks, down at Clay Power Sports if you haven't. Also, a big retail store inside, the biggest tackle selection you'll find in this part of the country. Part of the country.
I start to say I'm sure they're getting a lot of business from Livingston, from Tompkinsville, Kentucky, some of these surrounding towns, because they've got something that nobody else does, really. First and 10, South Pitt looking to go up by 7 possessions. They already lead by 6, 42-9. Run made by number 9, Jamichael Buckner. He's another talented sophomore. So a lot of seniors playing here for the Pirates, but some underclassmen too. First down run by Buckner. Advancing the football up to the Clay County 37-yard line.
Yeah, Buckner was the back. They had the opening touchdown, Daniel, the 49-yard sprint to pay dirt to kind of get this onslaught started.
First and 10, Wellington in the gun, gives to Buckner again, hits, breaks one tackle, surges ahead for more yardage, breaks another tackle, finally brought down, Roland Holloway pulling down the sophomore.
Yeah, Holloway.
Austin Anderson being helped up by Buckner. Good sign of sportsmanship, senior to senior there. Nice job of Holloway. He's a freshman, of course, the only freshman on this Bulldog squad who has seen time this year during varsity action. And big future high season for him.
No doubt. Starter on the offensive line. And we've seen him play more and more in the defensive line here for Clay County and doing a good job.
Second two for the Pirates, somewhere around the Clay County 28-yard line, getting close to the end of this first half. Little inside toss play. Tackle going to be made by Worm Smith along with others. Hard run in there by the Pitt player, number 8, Farrier. You talk about a hard-nosed football player. But that senior inside linebacker, Thomas, did you mention that Jamarian Farrier, another
also,
Mr. Football finalist?
Also,
is that due to just overall performance, defense, offensive running back?
I think he plays a little bit of everything. Tight end, linebacker, plays some tailback. Just a really good player for the Pirates. And that is semifinalists. They named 5 semifinalists and then break it down to 3 finalists, Daniel.
First and 10 from the Pirates. From the Dog 25. Give to Farrier again. You're going to be hit and hung on to Austin Anderson. That primary helped out by Reese Adams. It was Anderson who locked around the waist and got drugged for a yard or two, but would not let go.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing out of Clay County. You know, they're not going to win this game. We talked about it being pride, and they're working hard here on the defensive side.
30 seconds and ticking on the game clock. 20 seconds and ticking on the play clock. Pirates have one more play here in this first half, perhaps more if they want it. Here's the snap. Hand off to the jet sweep around left side. Ball carries number 10, his first carry of the night. Kevin Gilly, the senior linebacker. Thomas, who made the stop for the Dogs?
I think it was Holloway, the closest defender, as the back kind of lost his footing there and went down on his own. But there's a flag on the play.
Far sideline over there, perhaps a hold against the Pirates. And that's what it is. 12.7 seconds on this second quarter clock. Pirates with this huge lead, 42-0. Yeah, I've seen several outstanding South Pitt teams over the years, but I'd put this 23 version of the black and gold right up there. Not the black and gold, but the black and orange. Right up there with any I've seen, Thomas. Head coach Wes Stone content to take this 42-0 lead into the half. Let's the clock wind and expire. First half's done here in South Pittsburgh. The Pirates are leading it 42-0 in the second round of the TWSAA playoffs.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails South Pittsburgh 42-0 here at halftime at the pit in the second round of the playoffs. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. The Pirates struck early on the first offensive play of the ball game as they went 49 yards with their first run, kicked the extra point, and they led 7-0. 11:47 left in the first quarter. And then we saw Clay County show a little life as Nate Adams found Weston Burble for a 15-yard gain to pick up a first down before they stalled out and had to punt. And then the Clay County defense on the second possession by South Pittsburgh, Reese Adams had a tackle for loss to back up the Pirates. And then Nolan Adams on a third and long picked off a Cam Wellington pass to end their threat with an interception, but Clay County couldn't do anything with it on their second drive either. They went, did pick up one first down on an Aiden Soto 11-yard run, but were then forced to punt, and that's when the onslaught began. Wellington ran the next score in for South Pittsburgh from 4 yards out to make it 14-0, and that was your score at the end of the first quarter. Clay County held South Pitt to just two touchdowns in the first quarter, but they did trail 14-0. And then in the second, as the Clay County offense struggled, we saw the Pirates go to work. Ray Cash Kelly caught a 72-yard touchdown pass from Wellington, and then the Pirates had a pick six on their Clay County's ensuing possession, and it was 28-0 with 9 minutes left in the first half, and then the Pirates tacking on two more before the break. A 6-yard touchdown pass from Wellington, and then a 75-yard touchdown pass from Wellington to Ray Cash Kelly for your halftime score of 42-0. For Clay County, only 68 yards here at halftime. They've run 24 offensive plays. Nate Adams is 4 for 12 for 27 yards and two interceptions. And Clay County has rushed 12 times for 41 yards. Rushing-wise, Cole Leeds has one carry for 4 yards. Nate Adams, 1 for negative 3. Aiden Soto, 10 carries for 40 yards at halftime. Receiving, Nolan Adams, 1 catch for 8 yards. Weston Verbal, 1 for 15 for Clay County. Defensively, they're being led by Aiden Soto and Parker Smith and Worm Smith, all with 3 tackles. Reese Adams has 2. Nolan Adams has 1 and an interception. Andrew Smith, 1 special teams tackle. Austin Anderson has 2. Weston Verbal, 1. Nate Mayberry has 2. Hayden Adams has 1. And Roland Holloway, 1 here at halftime. Again, Clay County trails South Pittsburgh 42-0 here at halftime in the TSSAA playoff second round. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldog, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Here at the half, the Pirates lead the Bulldogs 42-0. It's been all black and orange here in the first half. I'll go ahead now and share with you a Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update that was prepared remotely by producer John Weaver. He just sent it in to us, and we'll share that with you at this time. Macon County at Red Bank, they lead 21-7 in the fourth. Alcoa defeated Austin East 47-6. Bradley Central leads Maryville 37-14 in the fourth. Coalfield beat Rockwood 31-9. Hampton outlasts Bledsoe County 36-31. Meigs County and Sequatchie County got a good one going on. Meigs leads that 35-28 in the third. Clinton and Oak Ridge. Clinton leads 24-21 in the fourth. Greenback at Oliver Springs. Oliver Springs leads 20-12 in the third. Whipple and Gordonsville. The Pirates laying in wait, it looks like, for the winner of that game. Gordonsville leads at Turney Ford Field 21-8 at the half. Mount Juliet 9, Oakland 10 at the half. Pearl Cone 7, Station Camp 3 in the second quarter. Riverdale 21, Coolville 14 at the half. Smith County 38, Hall over Fayetteville, who has none at the half. Smyrna trails Ravenwood 24-3 at the half. Upperman leads Stone Memorial in a battle of region foes 21-7 in the second quarter. York Institute with the 3-possession lead 28-7 at the half over Oneida. MASE out of Memphis trailing Union City 14-9 during the second quarter. Defending single-A state champs McKenzie leading Collinwood 29-9 during the second. Got a tight one just a few miles away here in Jasper where Marion County and East Robb tied up at the half. And finally, Friendship Christian leading Donaldson Christian Academy 28-9 in the second. That scoreboard update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. They offer you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. And they are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Once again, thanks to Cousin John Weaver for preparing that for us and sharing. Time now for the local sports lowdown. Starting off with Youth League football. The Tri-County Conference playoffs wrapped up last Saturday with its championship games, where the Clay County Flag Team finished the season as the runner-up after being handed their only loss of the year by Gordonsville in the title game with a final score of Bulldogs 0, Tigers 14. The loss gave the flag team a final record of 8-1 on the year. A huge congratulations, Thomas, to them on a tremendous season.
Yeah, well, just a great job by them for sure.
I believe Aiden Soto has a little brother who plays on that team and was a big part of that. So the Soto's helping out at all levels of athletics. Hermit Springs basketball, those four teams over there, fifth and sixth grade boys and girls, along with the junior high boys and girls, still are all seeking their first wins of the season after traveling on Monday to Red Bull and Springs, where all four teams were defeated against their neighboring rivals. The teams will be hosting in-county brethren Salina K-8 on Tuesday evening over at Hermit Springs, with the junior varsity girls action tipping off at 4 o'clock. According to the Hermit Springs schedule, the Salina K-8 schedule says 4:30, so somewhere around that time for the 6th and grade girls tip-off. Salina K-8 basketball, those teams have had a few weeks of action under their belts, resulting in the 5th and 6th grade girls being 0-4, the 5th and 6th grade boys 2-3 on the year, the junior high girls 2-3 on the year, and the junior high boys 2-2. A busy week lies ahead of the squads with three contests on the slate. On Monday, a trip to Smith County sees action for all four teams, with the first game tipping at 4:30. Then on Tuesday, all four teams will be at Hermitage Springs before wrapping up the action on Thursday night in Livingston with a 5:30 tip. The Livingston game will feature all teams except for the 5th and 6th grade boys. The Overton County Peewee teams, they have some different rules. Usually when we play an Overton County 5th and 6th grade game, it only features one or the other, boys or girls, depending on the schedule. Clay County High School basketball, almost that time. The season opener is drawing ever closer, and both teams have been engaged in scrimmage action. Eighth-year head coach Matt Walker and his team's going to open the season first. They'll have a pair of Hall of Fame games 1 week from today on Friday, November the 17th, when they travel to Cannon County to play the host school at 3:45, and then they'll turn right around and play Whipple in the second game immediately after, and that has a 5 o'clock tip schedule. 24th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his squad will be joining the ladies in action on Monday, November the 20th, when East Robertson invades Joe Sims Gym. Remember, East Robertson, a region foe, somebody that we'll match up with. And Thomas, unfortunately, it is District 8 year to host that region tournament. I expect region play to take place this February over in East Robertson again.
Yeah, 2 years ago we made a lot of trips over there with the Horizon Sports Network. I hope we get to make a bunch more this year.
Absolutely. Tennessee Tech football and basketball. The Golden Eagles and freshman John Hamilton jumped 3-6 overall and 1-3. Actually, they fell to 3-6 overall and 1-3 in OVC play after losing a close one 41-44 against UT Martin last Saturday in Cobble. They'll be at home again tomorrow for a 1:30 kick against the Gardner-Webb Bulldogs in their final home game of the season. And I may have those records wrong. They may be 3-7, 1-4 in OVC. I'm not sure if I corrected that. We'll have to check that. Kind of an important day in other ways over there at Tucker Stadium tomorrow for that home game. It'll be the final game for the current configuration of Tucker Stadium. They're going to have massive renovations to that stadium during the offseason. So pretty big news there. Tech has not had updates outside of putting that changing the turf from the old AstroTurf that was over there during your time at Tech, Thomas. That's kind of like playing on concrete pretty much. They do have the more modern field now, but essentially an untouched stadium for, I don't know, 50 years maybe?
Yeah, a long time, and you know, a huge thing for Cookeville and Tennessee Tech University and that football program, Daniel, to kind of keep up with the Joneses at that level.
Yeah. The Tech basketball team began their season this past Monday when they traveled to Knoxville to face the University of Tennessee. The Vols won that game 80-42, starting Tech out at 0-1 on the year. Sophomore Grant Strong got the start for the Golden Eagles. Played 26 minutes in that contest on that SEC floor, a big deal for him. Scored 3 points, shooting 1 of 2 from behind the arc. Actually had the game on, saw that three-pointer that he hit, first shot of the second half, I believe, for him. Also added 4 rebounds, so looking forward to a huge year for Grant. Hope he holds on to that starting role, and I anticipate him to. Tech currently is engaged right now as we speak in a contest at Murray State. It tipped off at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Grant, you know, great opportunity playing in, honestly, one of the premier places in college basketball,
sure.
You know, to start both of his campaigns as freshman and sophomore season. And, you know, when you can play with the likes of the players that UT has, you're pretty special.
I think UT, the preseason SEC number one in the bowl. So, yeah, tough place to open up the year. But I know Tech, once they get in OVC play, will do well. We'll get into Clay County High School and the fishing team. They compete in the North Central region. Fishing Points, they have a points race for that. And, Thomas, we've got three teams in the high school division and three teams in the junior division that Chris Nelson has shared with me. Jackson White and Kale Trowball in the high school division ranked sixth out of 211 teams. They're out there on the cusp of the top five. I think you said those guys were the state champions last year in the junior division, so no surprise that they're ranking high in the high school. Also high school ranks, Hunter Bronner and J.T. Smith, brother of Worm Smith, they ranked 31st out of a 211. And also Allie Reagan and Faith Berg, saw girls team there, they ranked 65th out of 211. So three teams in the top third of the standings in the North Central region. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and White and Trowball with a couple of top five finishes, I think, already this year, which, of course, results in that sixth place point standing.
Junior division, Mitchell Bowles and Nixon Melton, they ranked 9th out of 72 teams. Rachel Burks and Riley Smith ranked 31st out of 72. And I think they're tied with some teammates of theirs, the team of Kinsley Reagan and Calista Smith. Coach Nelson also has 31st of 172, so equal points there. Just really excited about all that that's going on.
Yeah, and that's a great thing for these outdoorsmen here in Clay County. You know, that gives them an opportunity to kind of shine on their own stage. And, you know, they had a big fundraiser tournament a couple of weeks ago and did really well there. You know, I talked about prior to that how Dale Hall is producing some really big sacks, and we saw it in the fundraiser tournament. I think they had close to 40 boats show up for that tournament, Daniel, and Isaac Peavy House and Christian Nash. Peavy House becoming a really good fisherman at all levels here lately in the last couple of years, but they won it with 21.40 pounds. Another sack over 20 pounds, 20.79, by local Billy Gardner and Gary Wallace. And then third place went to Todd Beatty and Ethan McDonald. They almost had 20 with 19.34. So some big sacks brought in. Dale Hollow's really fishing good right now when it comes to largemouth and the five fish limit. And then also Gardner and them, they caught the biggest fish of the tournament. It was a 5-pounder on the largemouth side. And then locals Ernest Garrison and Jerry Scott, they won the big smallmouth award in that one. It was with an under, but it was a good one. 2.14 pounds. That's a big fish for a 16-incher, Daniel.
Some of those junior and high school anglers, they're over at Cherokee Lake in East Tennessee, northeast of Knoxville this weekend for the last points-earning tournament until the spring. So their primetime season just kind of getting wrapped up. Finally, the Lubin Bears, Tyreek Key and the Lubin Bears are 2-6 on the season after losing to Lindbergh last night, 68-80. Key scored a season low, 14 points in the contest. He is far and away the leading scorer on that team, and still, I think, among some of the league leaders in scoring. That's still pretty strong when you say 14's your season low, is it not?
Yeah, no doubt. Still going to be averaging over 20 points, even with that 14-point game. Coach Edwards chiming in to a couple answers to some of our questions. Tech's trailing 64-47 at Murray right now. And he also said the region will be at East Robertson. But big news here, I think, the district is moving back to Livingston Academy.
Oh, good. Jackson County is a fine gymnasium, but we're just used to the District 7 tournament being over in Hawkeye Country. Appreciate Coach Edwards for that. The Lubin Bears are scheduled to host ALS on Tuesday, November the 14th.
Oh, I interrupted you there. I didn't know.
You're good. This week's local sports showdown has been brought to you by Macon Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconMaconTrust.com. Macon Trust, come grow with us. Almost time now for second half action here in South Pittsburgh. As we mentioned earlier, a lot of it at this point. We'll be playing with the Teter West away Mercer Room running clock. Should be a quick second half, but a lot to play for. Some young guys here that will be returning next year playing for that. Playing for pride, playing for their coaching staff, their parents, and their school. And you got some seniors who are playing in their last two quarters of high school football. And that's always a special and emotional thing. No doubt, no doubt. We do have a Subway Trivia Challenge question that we'll be bringing to you as time allows here in the second half. When we do that, it'll be brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. When we ask it, we'll give you the hotline number to text your answers to. Here's the kick from the Pirates. Second half is underway. Going to be fielded by Soto, I believe that is, on the far sideline. Or is that a different dog, Tom?
I believe it was Leighton Brown, Daniel.
Okay. Brown with his first touch of the night. He had a good night last week against Sail Creek. Scored a touchdown. Had some good yardage there in the second half.
Yeah, he did. And played well on special teams all year long, Daniel. The seniors have been standing ready for Clay County all season. And nice return there for him. Going to set Clay County up about the 35.
Dogs taking over exactly where you call it, the 35-yard line, a 65-yard field in front of this offense, looking for their first points. I'm not going to see them get a score here. Weston Burble splits to the left. Worm Smith playing a wing back to the right. Reese Adams tight end left. Whistles blow.
Resetting the play clock, I think, Daniel. It showed zero.
All right, here we go again. Whitehead blows it in. Soto shifts to the left hip. Motion now out of co-leads. Hand off Deeds on the jet sweep. He's met, brought down. Tackle made by the talented linebacker, Logan Hargis, a senior for the Pirates. Loss of yardage. Loss of five, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was virtually unblocked off that edge, Daniel, and, you know, Eads didn't have a chance.
Second 15 now. So regardless of play selection, regardless of going out of bounds, ring complete pass, anything like that, this clock will tick during this second half of play. Waylon Cherry splits to the left. Burble to the right, along with Co-Leeds. Two tight end set. Soto with the handoff off right side. Ankle tackle made in the backfield by a Pirate, number 50. I believe that is Rain Tipton, another senior, 5'6", 170-pounder. Once again, we have not forgotten about the Subway Trivia Challenge question. We'll be giving it here in a few moments. Loss of one on the play, we'll call it. Football is retreated to the Clay County 29, where it's 3rd and 16. Dogs break cut away. Waylon, Terry Weston, Birdwell, and Reese Adams split out wide to the left. Look for Adams to be used in the slot here. Here's the snap. Give on the jet. Eads with the carry. He cuts back and once again suffocated by black and orange-clad defenders. Is that big sophomore defensive end, I believe, 6'6", 200-pounder J.R. Hardrick on the stop that time. Talk about a prospect, almost just in terms of size. He's definitely one.
Yeah, he looks really good out there.
As he puts some weight onto that 6'6" frame, he's going to be a full-grown man.
Yeah, and that's what you're seeing out of these Pirates. You know, multiple players at all positions that are, you know, just honestly, Clay County doesn't match up to.
Punts away by Adams on fourth and long. Going to be downed at the 49. Pirates take over the short field. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. If you think you know the answer, please send in your response to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. In the second round of the 1997 playoffs, head coach David Threat led his 7-4 Bulldogs into Hartsville to face Clint Satterfield in the 11-0 Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. The Dogs fell that night 41-7, and the Jackets rolled on to a perfect state title season. What Bulldog player scored the lone touchdown of the game for the Black and Gold? 1st and 10 Pirates, if you think you know that answer to the trivia question, please send in your guess to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Wide receiver bubble screen set up. Call by number 10. Here he comes upfield with it. Lance Burchett going to come in, lower the shoulder, and force him out of bounds. So trivia challenge question one more time here in the second round of the 1997 playoffs. Head coach David Threat led his 7-4 Bulldogs into Hartsville to face Clint Satterfield in the 11-0 Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. The Dogs fell that night 41-7, and the Jackets rolled on to a perfect state title season. What Bulldog player scored the lone touchdown of the game for the Black and Gold? We have one guess here from listener Travis Crabtree. He says Brian Plumlee. Plumlee, a senior on that squad. Great guess, but that was not correct, Travis. Also, loyal listener Sam Daniels guesses his cousin Matt Adams is the answer. Adams, another senior on that squant. Once again, though, incorrect on the guess. Both great guesses. Tackle for loss made. Worm Smith. He's made some good plays in this contest. It was third and one or second one. Second one play now turns into third and perhaps two, depending on the spot. John Weaver is now being guessed by both Jason Narhead Hamilton and Tish Plumley. John, of course, the senior quarterback on that team, along his classmates Matt Adams and Brian Plumley. But incorrect on Weaver is the guess. Another great guess coming, Josh Clotier, another senior wideout on that squad. He's been guessed by Sam Daniels. Incorrect. Travis Crabtree keeps the seniors hot there with a guess of Derek Scott, another outstanding senior on that Fall 97 team. But once again, incorrect. Thomas, exactly what I told you was going to happen. Is that
yeah.
Pass incomplete on third and short, now fourth and short.
Yeah, good question there, Daniel.
Fourth and two for the Pirates from the Clay County 41, definite four-down territory, especially with it being fourth and short. Wellington in the gun. Motion now. Out of Farrier. Fake to him. Makes it a two-by-one set. Another guess comes in of Timmy Dorworth. Another senior wideout defensive back on that team. Jason Arhead Hamilton making that guess, and once again, incorrect. They're all over those seniors. Let me throw out a guess. The answer is not a senior. Not a senior on that squad that had that touchdown. Timeout taken by South Pitt. We'll take it with them. This TWSAA running clock still ticks, and usually they stop it during the timeout, but I'm okay with it tonight, Thomas. 5:10 and ticking, even though we're in timeout. We'll be right back.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live in the action on the field, is stopped for timeout by the action on the hotline has been fast and furious. More guesses coming in. Three different people now have said the correct answer. The first one to do so, though, Sam Daniels. I guess the clue about it was not a senior helped everybody out, because three different people guessed Jason Ashley after that. That is the correct answer. Jason, a junior on that Fall 97 squad, a hard-running fullback. Scored one late in the fourth quarter for that touchdown for the Dogs. So congratulations to Sam Daniels. He'll be winning another free sub certificate. We have those now, Sam. I'll get them in the mail as the Pirates are going to add six more points here. And it's Farrier on a big 40-something yard touchdown, a 41-yard touchdown run for senior Jamarian Farrier on fourth and two. Thomas, we've got some great participants here on the hotline. Other guys that guessed that correctly, Jason Hamilton ended up saying Jason Ashley. Tyler Walker also guessed Jason Ashley, but Sam was the first. Travis Crabtree said, Daniel, was it you that scored the touchdown?
You were on that team.
I was on the team, but it was not me. Travis knew better, and he was kind of skeptical when he asked, was it you? But
like I said, I don't think you would have made yourself the answer.
No, I wouldn't have. Extra point kick's good. 3:20, and the clock now stops here in the third quarter for the possession exchange. 49-0 the lead for the Pirates.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes,
your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here, Lion Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Kick goes way back inside the 10, finally picked up in dangerous territory. Soto brought down for a safety. That kick rolled back. I kind of missed where it originally hit. Soto picked it up around the 2 and could not evade the Pirates. A safety here on the kickoff. Unless they say the forward progress gets the ball at the 1 or 2. I'll clean up that Subway Trivia Challenge question. Sam Daniels will be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Yeah, you don't see that much, the safety on a kickoff, Daniel, but, you know, we've seen, what was the kicker's name? I'm not sure, but he's really good at that kickoff.
Alex Phillips.
Pinning you right at the goal line to try to make you make a decision. And, you know, Soto had to field it.
Yeah,
It was lying dead there at the goal line. So, just great coverage again, the speed of the Pirates getting down there to cover that ball and make the tackle. Daniel, you know, this is just one where the Bulldogs are outmatched at this point.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
51-9, and this third quarter has went quickly as we knew it would. Seconds in Tiggin here, and I have no problem with it, but it has run at times tonight. Sometimes we don't see it, but making this one a little quicker.
Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel, and, you know, might as well get this one over with here. It does stop at 12-9.
And Adams punts it away. The ball's loose, and it goes. Pirates recovered.
Wow, that was cold.
It was good coverage by some dog. Yep. Almost came up with the ball.
I think that was Cole Leeds in there battling for it, Daniel.
Cole, a sophomore, going to play a big role on next year on the team as a junior, no doubt about that. Third quarter has ended here. Second round of the playoffs, South Pitt well on their way to the third round. One quarter left to play. Pirates 51, Bulldogs 9.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Football being presented by Clay Power Sports, where South Pittsburgh has put it on Clay County 51-0. Headed into the fourth quarter, here's your Bulldog stat summary, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Aiden Soto, the offensive highlight tonight, he's got 11 carries with 39 yards. No complete passes so far in the second half for Clay County. Nate Adams, 4 for 12 for 27 yards, 2 interceptions in the first half. Defensively, Soto Smith, actually Worm Smith, has 4 tackles to lead the way for Clay County in a tackle for loss. Aiden Soto and Parker Smith with 3 each. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Had another person who could have won that trivia here. Thomas just received a text from my son, Fletcher, who is traveling home already from the ball game with Homer Daly. And he said Homer knew the answer. Of course, Homer and Jason, actually, brother-in-laws, said he just didn't know who to send it to. So, Homer, if we have any extra certificates laying around, Homer Daly may get one there as a surrogate winner tonight for knowing it just didn't. He was driving. He couldn't text in the answer.
Wow, yeah. He was handicapped as he's going down the road there, Daniel. But good question. Proud of you for that one. That one took a while.
Second and 12. Lost a 2 there on first down. Kind of forgot how the Pirates got the ball for a moment. It was off the Nate Adams punt following the safety on the kickoff. Got some reserves in now for the Pirates. Second team offense. Quarterback keeper off left side. And we could have a score here. They say he steps out of bounds. Ball carrier was Kyshawn Powell, a freshman quarterback. And they have another one, athlete laying in wait, Thomas, it looks like, to play that signal color position once Camden Wellington graduates.
Yeah, and, you know, showed the speed down the sideline right there. I think he goes the distance if he doesn't, got a hold, negate that call.
Well, wearing that number four and getting loose from the quarterback position kind of looked like Jalen Milroe of the Tide, who sometimes does that.
But South Pittsburgh's going backwards. No wonder he got the corner.
10-10 and ticking, fourth quarter. Look for it to go quickly. Pirates lead 51-0. Clay County going to go 7-5 on the year after this one ends. And let's be honest, this is a season when we went into it, the jury was kind of out. The schedule was unknown in a few places. And I heard some folks say this could be anywhere from a 3-7 regular season to a 9-1 regular season,
yeah,
perhaps.
You know, went down to 0-2. Yep. Dropped the first two games and then, you know, really dug deep and went on a six-game win streak, Daniel, to, salvage this season. You know, Clay County had some good wins during that stretch and, and then kind of stalled out there at the end of the season, I guess, had the debacle at Trousdale County and then the tough loss to the Gordonsville Tigers. But other than that, you know, this is a solid team that's gotten better all season long, I think.
6-4 regular season, hosted a playoff game, always a great thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Won a playoff game, once again, always a great thing. Had the misfortune of drawing the Pirates here, who I do predict to be the single-A state champions this year. Now, McKenzie may have something to say about that.
Okay.
West Tennessee. Of course, McKenzie has advanced to the last two state title games in actually the last three, right? Because in 20.
I'm not sure.
That may not be right. In 21, South Pitt beat them, McKenzie,
that's
for
right.
The title.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, last year, McKenzie got the win over our Clay County Bulldogs in the title game. And I look for South Pitt and McKenzie to represent single A in Chattanooga probably for the title game.
We've got some more seniors here on the Clay County defense. See Leighton Brown in at nose guard, I think, Daniel.
Second and 20 after the holding penalty against the Pirates. Handoff to a back. He's off right side and across midfield. Gets all that yardage back and could go the distance here. Touch inside. Finally brought down. Worm Smith coming in and making the stop. Ball carrier for the Pirates. Zach Green, a sophomore. He's listed as a defensive lineman, but they run him out of the backfield on that play.
Yeah, we see Sanchez in there in the defensive line. Andrew Smith playing a defensive back for Clay County, Daniel. So some of these seniors getting in the contest here. Go down the list of those. The 12 senior players for Clay County: Austin Anderson, Weston Birdwell, Leighton Brown, Wyatt Browning, Jess Cox, Logan Jennings, Ben Maxfield, who was injured midway through the season, Hayden McGee, Ernesto Sanchez, I just mentioned, Andrew Smith, Parker Smith, and Caleb Weir.
Freshman quarterback Powell off the left side being brought down by Waylon Cherry along with some teammates. Kyshawn Powell, the quarterback on the carry. He does not move the sticks for the first, but a healthy gain nonetheless. Gets it all the way down to the Clay County 17-yard line.
Another reserve in there in the defensive line, I think, Daniel.
Jason Monroe Hidalgo, the sophomore, number 50, joining the fray.
Saw the senior Wyatt Browning come off the field there, getting a couple of defensive snaps. Been a big, addition for this Clay County team the last 2 years, too.
Brown lined up at nose guard in there.
Yeah, Brown is. Yeah. I said Wyatt Browning.
Yeah.
Out, yeah.
I just didn't know if you knew he was at the nose.
Yeah. I announced that earlier, playing nose guard on them about the three snaps ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Timeout taken here. We'll take one more with them. 7:47 mark, fourth quarter. Pirates up, 51-9.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel.
Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented for the last time this year by Clay Power Sports. Going to be the final game of this 2023 season. 7:47 left in it. South Pitt up 51-9. Got it second and two from the Clay County 17, looking to add six more. Powell in the gun. A little shovel pass play. Tackle made by Waylon Cherry. Ball carrier once again, the sophomore Zach Green. Pirates getting set on the football. First and goal now from the Clay County 8. Gives again, different ball carrier this time. It's not Green. Waylon Cherry again on the tackle. They keep running his side. He's playing defensive back on that corner. Cherry, a sophomore. Saw him with a couple touchdown grabs this year offensively. Defensively, hadn't had as much time. Has made four tackles on the year, but Thomas did record an interception during the season.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those athletes that's going to be around for a couple more years here for Clay County. One thing I was impressed by, the couple of times he's carried the ball this year, he really gets north and south, got some speed to him, and keeps those legs churning. We saw him get the touchdown last week. Was that not – that was last week against Sale Creek, I think.
Receiving touchdown,
and,
yep.
You know, good young player.
Yeah, rushing on the season, four carries for eight carries, rather, for 40 yards, 5 yards a pop. Some of those bigger than others, you know. Delay a game against South Pitt. Cherry receiving this year, smaller number of catches, 8 catches, but for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns. So explosive plays when he makes them. He'll play a bigger role for sure next year. 5 yard penalty backs him up a little bit. Quarterback keeper by Powell. He's grabbed around the waist by Ernesto Sanchez.
Soto.
Aiden
Soto been a bright spot for Clay County tonight. I think Daniel for sure, had some of those bigger runs negated by different things that kind of stopped those drives early for Clay County. But, he's definitely going down fighting.
5:27 and ticking in this one. South Pittsburgh with it from the Clay County 2. Powell with the shotgun snap. Hands off to Green. He's in for the touchdown. 57-9 now. This is not a strange score for South Pitt. They've been doing it all year long. We shared some of that earlier. I'll share some of the similar ones with you. They're averaging 48 points a game offensively through their 11 contests. Only allowing 4 points a game defensively. Here's some of their big shutout scores. 56-9 over Oliver Springs. 67-9 over Copper Basin. 74-9 over Lookout Valley. 62-9 over North Jackson, Alabama. 44-9 over Sale Creek. 42-7 over Whipple. 63-0 last week over Joe Burns. And with the extra point, now 58-0 over Clay County here. We got about 4.5 minutes left in this one.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to South Pittsburgh, where Clay County trails 58-0, 3:49 left here in the fourth quarter in the second round of the playoffs. Bulldog football tonight being presented by Clay Power Sports. We want to thank them and all of our sponsors throughout the season, Daniel. We wouldn't be here without them.
No, we certainly wouldn't, Thomas. We love doing it, but we just couldn't. We couldn't do it without them. It takes them to make this thing go. I know that we try to do business with them personally every chance we get, and we hope that our listeners will too. Pirates kicking off. High pooch kick. Going to be filled by Weston Birdville at the 32. Birdville retreats, trying to find some room. Nothing there. Host of Pirates going to stop Weston's forward progress. Oh! We've got a melee on the field. All kinds of contact. Possible ejections coming.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Birdville trying to fight for yards there, Daniel, and South Pittsburgh was having nothing of it. And a little extracurricular after the play there from one of the Pirates. And we're just going to have a unsportsmanlike, I think, what we'll see. Probably not really a late hit or anything, Daniel.
No, and I don't think any quote-unquote punches were thrown this time. There was some equal stuff. Got a conference of the officials. Now, last time, we never clearly saw a signal when we had something like this from the white hat. I'm going to watch him intently, see if we see anything this time.
Yeah, you don't want to see that from either side at this point. You know, we're ticking down under 2 minutes here in this contest as the officials huddle at about the 15-yard line, it looks like. A flag laying up here near the 25, Daniel. And
here's what I think will happen. The officials are conferencing. The clock's running as they do so. There's a minute 48 in ticking. I think the officials will stay in their huddle until the clock expires.
Yeah.
And they won't make a call. That's what I suspect will happen.
Yeah.
I hope it does.
Long discussion here. 1:33 now on the clock as Clay County tries to take the field. And I think you're exactly right.
Clay County tried to take the field. They were sent back to the sideline by the officials. Now the officials break their huddle, pick up flags.
Yeah,
no sense of urgency. I think they're going to just say, guys, this one's done.
Yeah, that's what's going on here, the last minute of this contest. And honestly, Daniel, it's been done for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, impressive performance by the South Pittsburgh Pirates here from start to finish. You know, they scored on the first play of the ball game, and I guess they scored on the last play of the ball game besides the kickoff, Daniel.
Pretty good call here by the officials.
Yeah, I like it.
Down to 48 seconds and ticking, and this one is going to be done for. South Pitt going to roll on to the third round. They'll be here at home hosting, I guess, Lordsville. I suppose the Tigers won that one. I know that's going to be a pursed one for South Pitt because last year it was the Tigers that came down here in the second round and eliminated the Pirates. I don't suspect Big Blue Nation will be happy when they leave the pit next Friday night. You, Thomas?
No, I don't think they will. And we see the team's going to shake it up at midfield here with 17 seconds left. And when...
Be curious to let them shake it up once you don't let them play the last 2 minutes based on the potential of bad blood. And now you see the Pirates hold up and the Clay County Dogs hold up. This one's done. It's final. 58-9. We're looking for a peaceful transition to the end of this game. We're going to go to break. Get prepared for the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest post-game show for the final time during this 2023 football season. The Dogs, after losing tonight here in the second round of the TW Westaway playoffs, 0-58 to the Pirates, finish up their season with a 7-5 overall record. Of course, they were the number 2 seed out of Region 4A, and proud of this football team, proud of the coaches for the work they put in. But it does end here tonight in what was a game, Thomas, that honestly – since the first play from scrimmage was a South Pitt touchdown, from that point on, it really never was in question.
No, it wasn't. You know, Clay County came out and gave it a shot in that first quarter.
They did.
You know, even after South Pittsburgh scored on the opening play of the game, 49-yard touchdown run by Buckner, they went up 7-0, 11:47 left. Clay County got the ball first play from scrimmage. Nate Adams hit Weston Burwell for a 15-yarder to get Clay County near midfield, and then we saw a penalty kind of stall that one out, and South Pittsburgh getting a negative and incompletion on third down. We were forced to punt. But, you know, now you're thinking, well, they scored on one play. If we give them a couple more, they're going to score again. Well, that wasn't the case. Clay County played some pretty good defense. Reese Adams had a tackle for loss, brought up a third down for South Pittsburgh, and they had to go to the air, and we saw Nolan Adams with an interception to stop their second drive. Clay County got the ball back deep in their own territory. It was about the 13-yard line. Picked up one first down on an Aiden Soto run and then stalled out again, and then that's kind of when he got away from them after that. But, you know, showed some fight early on, had an opportunity. We talked about when they came in here, they're going to have a turnover, something go right for them. That Nolan Adams interception was kind of that sign early on for Clay County to take advantage of, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, the sophomore did a great job and gave us that opportunity. Just kind of physically outmatched. Speed always kills. We're talking about that. You can't, no matter how good a technique you play, it don't matter a lot of stuff. If you're simply not as fast as somebody else, it's kind of hard to beat them in the game of football. South Pitt always fast, very fast version of them tonight.
Yeah, and then the Mr. Football semifinals, Camden Wellington, they got the second touchdown to make it 14-0. But again, still, Clay County in the ball game, headed into the second quarter. Through one quarter of play, they trailed 14-0, got the ball to start that second quarter, and just stalled out again. Despite a big run from Aiden Soto on second down, he broke one for 19 yards into Pirate territory. We had it about their 43 or 45, and again, disaster struck. A holding call got us behind the chains, and we were forced to punt again. And immediately on the first play of South Pittsburgh's next possession, 72-yard touchdown pass to Ray Cash Kelly, his second of the game, I think, maybe three, to put him up 21-0. And Clay County got it back through a pick six. Immediately, it was 28-0. And it was over from there. They tacked on two more big plays to make it 42-0 at the half, Daniel.
Yeah, Clay County had not been done this way all year long, and South Pitt definitely in a class of their own as far as on our schedule this year, and any team, including the York Institute Dragons, who are sitting in Double A football, winners tonight over Oneida. They're 12-0 headed to the third round. This South Pitt team, I think, would mercy rule York.
I think that, I mean, it's hard to compare, Daniel, but, we saw York early with their own two eyes.
True.
We've seen what they've done all season long, but Clay County played with them. They had us defensively in the second half. They did get shut out, I think 26-0 or something like that. But, Yeah, I don't know. I'd put South Pitt up against anybody. And like I say, it's not like we haven't seen a Pirate team before.
Right.
We saw the 2021 state champions right here out these same windows that we're sitting in this press box. And that was just an impressive display all the way around, defense, offense, against Clay County. The Bulldogs just outmatched here tonight.
Yeah, certainly so. We're going to play one promo, come back here, and announce the TDS top performer after Thomas runs through the stats that we have. We'll be right back here on the CarQuest post-game show.
You're listening to the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Back here live for the final time tonight on the CarQuest post-game show, Clay County dropping this second-round playoff game to the South Pittsburgh Pirates, 58-0. The final score, Clay County finishes up the year 7-5. We'll kick to Thomas here for the Clay County stats.
Yeah, Clay County, 27 offensive plays in this one for 59 total yards, and they lost yards in the second half. That ran quickly because of the TSSAA mercy rule. We saw Nate Adams go 4 for 12. For 27 yards, did have the two picks in the first half. And rushing-wise, they had a total of 32 yards on the ground as a total when you take away the negatives. Cole Eads had a nice run on his first run, but then lost some yardage. He had three carries for negative four. Nate Adams, one carry for negative three. That left Aiden Soto, 11 carries for 39 yards. So the negatives are the reason why Soto had more yards than the team did. In this one, Daniel. So receiving wise, the four catches were Weston Burble had a 15-yard catch. Nolan Adams had two catches for 7 yards. Reese Adams had a catch for 5 yards tonight. Defensively, a lot of numbers here. Parker Smith, three tackles. Reese Adams had two tackles, a tackle for loss. Nolan Adams finished with one tackle and an interception. Andrew Smith had a tackle on special teams. Austin Anderson, two tackles. Weston Burble, a tackle. Nate Mayberry had two. Worm Smith finished with five tackles and a tackle for loss. Hayden Adams, one tackle. Roland Holloway, a tackle. Lance Burchett, one tackle. Waylon Cherry had three stops. And leading the way tonight defensively also was Aiden Soto, six tackles for Clay County.
Go ahead right now on the CarQuest postgame show and announce TDS top performer from tonight's game. We settled in on junior running back linebacker Aiden Soto in this. And Soto looked fresh, looked really explosive on a couple carries earlier. And like you said, Thomas, due to some penalties, those drives kind of stalled. But I don't think it was due to a lack of effort from Soto. Sometimes he lost some yardage, but that was more about dealing with some Pirates who were on him before he had a chance to even make a football move, really.
Well, you mentioned that. And some of those explosives he had, the 10-plus yard carries, including the 19-yarder, he had a guy in his face right off the bat. Made him miss. I can visualize that play, that 19-yard gain right up the middle. There's a guy one-on-one in the hole. Soto jab-stepped and then turned on the burst to pick up nearly 20 yards. And, you know, he showed some speed like South Pittsburgh had at times here tonight. He really did. And we've seen that all season long. And him just kind of get better. You know, he came into the season never playing tailback.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you have to learn as you go, and he's really done that. And it's not just his offensive play either. He's a leading tackler here tonight. You got good instincts from a linebacker position and just a great addition to this Clay County team.
Yeah, I think you hit on the key thing for Aiden Soto, and that's part of the reason what makes him tonight's CDS top performer is the week-to-week improvement from, you know, it didn't start week one.
No.
Week two, second game of the year he did, and he was pretty raw. You know, I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you, but you saw that progression and that improvement each week. Maybe he added a move to his toolbox as a running back. Maybe he got more physical on defense. Maybe he just got a little smarter about situational football.
Yeah.
And we've not seen him make a lot of the same mistakes. Again, you go back to the swing pass last week that he thought was incomplete. I bet the next time that happens, he covers it up.
Right. He's still learning football, and then one thing that tells me, besides this talent, he's coachable.
Yes.
These guys have done a great job with a raw talent, turning Nathan Soto into a tailback and into a linebacker. Credit this coaching staff, too.
What I'm the most excited about with Soto, what's he going to look like after an offseason in the weight room, going from junior year to senior year, and that natural physical maturation that's going to take place? Really excited about him. Next year as a senior for this Bulldog team. Tonight's TDS top performer, Aiden Soto, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Before we give our final Ashok & Strong Insurance scoreboard update, can't help but mention the dozen seniors that were on this team that meant so much. Actually, we'll finish up with the players. First of all, we had a senior media person, Kendra Reagan. You see her pictures every week, Thomas, that you use in the Horizon newspaper, and she's excellent at that. Going to miss her. Had two managers, Kaylee Lynn and Ethan Short, that were very important as well to this team. They do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that nobody knows about that makes everything work. Seven great cheerleaders. They still got basketball in front of them, but their last football game tonight, Bethany and Brooklyn Becker, the sisters there, Allison Collins, Kelly Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, Jalen Strong. And then finally these 12 Bulldog players, Thomas, a lot of them four-year guys. I'll let you share them.
Yeah, Austin Anderson, Weston Birdwell, Leighton Brown, Wyatt Browning, Jess Cox, Longa Jennings, Ben Maxfield, Hayden McGee, Ernesto Sanchez, Andrew Smith, Parker Smith, and Caleb Weir. Just a big group of guys that, you know, played behind some of these Bulldog greats for a stretch of a period of time and really have come on their senior season and kind of taken on that leadership role when they had to. And, you know, this is a successful season for Bulldog football.
Yeah.
This hasn't happened many times.
No.
To win a playoff game and get to the second round, and it's because of this senior leaders in this group.
I agree 100%. Just really proud of them, proud of the young men they've turned into. We've got the pleasure of broadcasting them and watching them grow. And I know they're going to, you know, we may have the pleasure of calling action for some of their sons one day.
Who knows?
We're still around here long enough, Lord willing. But we'll go ahead now and give you that final Ashok & Strong Insurance scoreboard update. Once again, prepared remotely by producer John Weaver. Do the best I can to share it via text here from the phone. Most all these are going to be finals, I'll mention, if it's not otherwise. So Macon County winners over Red Bank 21-7. Alcoa over Austin East 47-6. Bradley Central advances over Maryville 37-14. Coalfield winners in single A moving on to the third round 31-9 over Rockwood. Hampton outlasted in double A football 36-31. Bledsoe County, who was on the road, a game we picked, and I lost that one, I'm sorry to say. Meigs County winners tonight over Sequatchie County, 42-28. Oak Ridge lost tonight, 24-21 against Clinton. Oliver Springs victorious over Greenbank, 34-12. Gordonsville ends up pulling away from Whitwell, 35-15. Big win for Gordonsville. They will be down here next week to play South Pittsburgh. Mount Juliet losers tonight at Oakland. Actually, Oakland was at Mount Juliet. You don't see that a ton. But Mount Juliet 2, Oakland 17. Station Camp 10, Pearl Cone 20. Coupeville lost at Riverdale tonight. Riverdale really good this year, 35-14. A good year for Coupeville. Too bad they ran into Riverdale in the second round. Smith County big winners, 45-12 over Fayetteville. Fourth quarter score here, I'm sure it may be changed by now. Ravenwood over Smyrna, 38-9. Baxter eliminate Stone Memorial 28-14. York advances 34-7 over Oneida. MASC 26, Union City 28 in the fourth. McKenzie 43, Collinwood none. So McKenzie advancing on to the third round. And finally, don't know about this one if it's went final yet, but East Robb was up 14-7 in the fourth over Marion County. And finally, Friendship Christian big winners 35-9 over DCA.
That Ash Armstrong scoreboard update was brought to you by Ash Armstrong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Always sad when the football season ends. Something that's real personal to both of us, Thomas, and even more so because we get to come every Friday night and watch these coaches and these guys compete and love these kids and looking very much forward to next year. But, 7-5 year, you said it, not a failure by any means.
No.
A whole lot better than many of the teams that I participated on myself and would have been proud to have been a part of this one. So nothing to hang their heads about.
No, there's not. We just want to thank all of our listeners, all of our sponsors here, the coaching staff for being so cooperative with the Horizon Sports Network, the players, and, it's just a pleasure to be a part of this program and a part of Bulldog Nation here, and we're proud of these Bulldogs. Like you said before, we may be broadcasters, but we're Clay County's biggest fans, too.
Yeah, I think most folks know that. Basketball action coming up. We're not sure our slate. We plan on calling as much as we can. We'll put that information out there as soon as possible. Who knows? We may show up for the November 20th home opener against East Robb. Of course, the girls play a week from today on the 17th. We won't be carrying that one at Cannon County. But basketball coming up. We'll keep you in touch, Facebook and otherwise, and get the word out there about what's going on.
Yeah, we'll announce that in the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper as soon as we can also, Daniel. And want to thank Eli Smith on the camera all year long for us. My brother John stepping in and Coach Edwards' stead and doing a great job here. And also you, cuz, Daniel, appreciate all you do. We wouldn't be here without you.
Well, we wouldn't be out here without either one of us. We've done most of them together. Hope to keep doing it. And, folks, for the final time in this 2023 season, tonight is just for Thomas Weaver. I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.